The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Caring common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're Wellworth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Macon Trust, come grow with us.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
As the weeks roll by, drawing Clay County basketball closer to the midseason break, the teams are developing their identities and starting to fall into the rhythm of playing multiple games per week. After a trio of contests last week, the pace slows to only two for the Black, Purple, and Gold. As they sit here in Joe Sims' gym for the fifth straight game, it's a familiar foe that comes to town in the form of Gordonsville. While not district enemies this year, the proud programs are still alongside one another in Region 4A, producing the possibility for postseason problems between the squads. Tonight, it's the 4-2 Lady Dogs who look to tame the 7-1 Tigerettes, while the 3-3 Bulldogs meet the 3-5 Tigers. It's time for Bulldogs and Big Blue.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Pounds of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bacon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Harper Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Blake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball three live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our fourth basketball broadcast of the season. For the fourth time, we're in Joe Sims' gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm happy to be here describing the action tonight. I'll be joined throughout the evening, once again, if I'm not mistaken, by Doug Strong for both games. I think Coach Sims off driving around. He's not quit us, just had some schedule conflicts. Doug's always on hand and happy to jump in. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, good to be here. I don't know the girls ball like Coach Sims, but I'll do the best I can with you.
Well, it's Certainly brings a lot to the broadcast to have you. Also joining me tonight, right here beside me where he belongs, our analyst, statistician, and founder, the irreplaceable Thomas Weaver. John did a great job, Tom, but he had half the broadcast of the night. You couldn't stand it, came in and did the other half, but first time you've ever been out of pocket, so to speak, for a broadcast.
Yeah, that's true. It happens, I guess, eventually after, what, 8 years of it?
Yeah,
we're in our ninth year now,
yeah.
So appreciate little brother John for stepping up the plate for me last week. And back here at home tonight, Daniel, like you said, we got Gordonsville coming to town, but not for a district battle like we're used to. But I still expect it to be a fun night, you know, because it's always a battle when these two schools get together.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Coach Walker, in particular on the girls' side, has kind of made a habit. He likes to play the best girls' team out of that other district. Used to be East Robb. Now it's Gordonsville. Good to have that measuring stick.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we wouldn't be getting ready for this without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. They make it all happen, and they're why we're here tonight and this entire season. And a special shout-out to Wellworth Bank, who's our presenting sponsor here for this basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. Spread them around the county this afternoon. So pick up a copy this week for coverage of last week's games and next week for coverage of tonight's games and more. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's games with Friendship Christian from Friday night. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this big rivalry game between Clay County and Gordonsville.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. And the story in this week's paper talked about how the Clay County girls moved to 4-2 on the year after Halen Garrison buried 7 threes to lead the Lady Dogs to a 46-29 victory over Friendship Christian, with a team-high 21 points here last Friday night, while Ella Eads also broke into double figures with 12 points. Clay County led 24-13 at halftime and 34-25 headed into the final frame before Garrison blew the game open with her hot shooting in the fourth quarter, and the Lady Dog reserves finished off the 17-point win. Garrison finished with 21, Eads 12, Nellie Smith 5, Brenda Walden 4, Kalia Crawford 3, and Tyler Adams 1. Going back and listening to that one, Daniel, it was pretty close throughout three quarters until it, like I said, the top got blew off by Garrison shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I looked at the game report on that, mentioned this earlier. Clay County shot 8% from 2-point, 46% from 3-point. Kind of strange.
Wow. That's a weird stat. You're right, but they got the win anyway.
They did.
On the boys' side, the Dogs evened their season record at 3-3 when they failed an impressive Friendship Christian team 87-48 here last Friday night. And if it wasn't for the hot hand of senior Cole Eads, the commander margin of victory would have been even greater. Eads made 7 threes in the contest and scored 23 points, but it wasn't enough to counter the defensive pressure and high percentage shooting of Friendship Christian. Clay County kept it close early, including only trailing 15-17 at the end of the first quarter, but the Commanders upped their advantage to 43-27 at the break and poured it on in the second half for the dominating win. Eads finished with 23, Nolan Adams 8, Easton Garner 5, Caden Copeland 4, Jake Copeland 3, Warner Melton 2, and Juju Villa had 2 also. Doug, we talked about at the end of that one, that's probably going to be, I know it's the best team we've faced so far, could be the best team in the entire season.
I would think so. I mean, look at our schedule. I mean, we got some good teams coming up, but that's one of the most athletic and best shooting teams I've seen in a long time. They're solid. I mean, just a good team.
The only recent team that compares to them, Chattanooga Prep, in the sub-state game last year.
I'd agree.
That wraps up those two games. We'll have two more coming up soon, and we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordesville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lay Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names: Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. It's time for the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. Of course, glean all this information each time from Coach T. It's really the best place to try to do that. And honestly, the schedules aren't always on there. There'll be a surprise or two. So we always try to bring you the most recent stuff we have. Let's look back to last Friday night. Clay County beat Friendship Christian 46-29. Pickett County girls beat Oakland on the road 63-58. Jackson County lost to Trinity Christian 44-53. And last night, it was Red Bull and Springs that beat FC Boyd Christian 60-32. Nothing real jumping off the page at you. They're a good road win for Pickett County to go on the road to Oakland and get the win, Doug.
Well, anytime you go on the road and get wins, those are good wins. But, you know, they stepped up to a 4A team, you know, and in years past, real solid. You know, not as good as they were, but still that's a quality win on the road.
Tonight's action, Clay County hosting Gordon's one, what's going to be a outstanding girls contest. Pickett County hosting Stone Memorial. That one could get heated. Jackson County hosting Livingston Academy, who is just now getting to start their basketball season. Obviously don't know anything about the different stuff that went on at Livingston Academy, but glad for all of those that were just innocent bystanders and anything that took place. Glad they're getting to play basketball.
Yeah, I think this, they'll probably be a little ragged to start with, because I don't think they're allowed to practice anything during all that time and everything. I think the girls who've been playing is about it, you know. And I think they've been doing a limited schedule, the girls. So
yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see them come back in there.
Certainly so. Glad those athletes are getting to participate. As far as I know, Red Bull and Springs and Clark Range both idle tonight. Seems a little strange on a Tuesday this time of year. But Red Bull did play last night, and the Lady Buffaloes just didn't look like they had a game scheduled. Current overall standings, Clark Range and Red Bull and Springs both 5-4 overall. Jackson County 3-5. Clay County 4-2. And Pickett County 2-4 overall at this point. No teams have played District 7A matchups yet. The girls' District 7A update has been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodels, service calls, and more. from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. Stay with us here.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here on this pregame show, H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show, time for Tipsy's final take. Before tip-off, this is brought to you by Ollie's Place. We got a little bit of time to breathe on this one. Sometimes we're rushing it in. Early in the season, this Gordonsville Tigerette squad sitting with a strong record right now under the tutelage of second-year head coach Terry Brock, 7-1 record. I don't know, with the exception of maybe Clark Range, that they played anybody as good as Clay County. Lady Dogs sitting at 4-2, Doug. Going to be a good measuring stick for both of these teams right here.
Well, their only loss is Jackson County. You know, Jackson County was young last year, got all them back, so Jackson County will be pretty good.
That's true.
This will be a tough test for us just because they're athletic, got length, and that we're going to have be outsized about every position tonight, and that'll be the key. Can we rebound and handle their length?
Of course, Thomas, not a district game here. Gordonsville stepping over into District 8. Clay County still in the familiar District 7, but still a personal grudge match between these squads. We've got girls on both teams that meet on the softball diamond, on the volleyball court, on the hardwood, know each other well. That always brings a little bit more to a matchup, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. And honestly, you know, this is a game Gordonsville wants to win pretty bad, if I was looking at it, Doug.
Yeah.
Been close. Played Clay County really well. Maybe the last couple of years just couldn't really get over that hump. And tonight they're coming into Joe Sims Gym thinking they can pull that off. I think.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, they're favored to win their district, so that's a region matchup. But they come here thinking they're going to win for sure.
Well, here's a stat for you. During Matt Walker's 10-year career, he's played Gordonsville 19 times. He's got 18 wins to one loss against them. So that's almost tricky a little bit. It plays into what you said, Thomas. This is a bigger deal to Gordonsville in ways than it is to Clay, and that's a dangerous place to be for the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, it really is. And this is a Lady Dog team that, to me, is continuing to grow. We've seen Halen Garrison settle in, find her stroke. We've seen Ella Eads have consistent outings throughout. I think tonight's one of these nights we need somebody else to add a little more. Maybe some from Natalie Smith, the senior Baylor Walden, Brooklyn Scott inside may be a big factor tonight because of their size.
Yeah,
also.
I think that's big tonight. I think you're going to have several girls step up a little better than what they've been doing just because of what we're stepping into tonight with that size and athletic.
Yeah, definitely going to need that extra good performance here in Joe Sims Gym against the good Tigerette squad. Folks, that has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. About 20 seconds here left on this pregame clock before the playing of the national anthem here at Clay County High School. We'll come back from the break that we're fixing to take and let Gone Country Cafe serve up the Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll be right back.
You're watching a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage for Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying confidence, same heart, same people, new name, because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, carrying common.
By Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, this is Lady Bulldog Basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank Care in Common. Going to wrap up this H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show with Gone Country Cafe serving up the Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. Want to say thank you to junior cheerleader Peyton McAtee and her classmate Makara Mason, who sung the national anthem right now in front of this contest, doing a good job of that. The Gordonsville Tigerettes, head coach Terry Brock, second season leading that team. They're 7-1 this year, one-game winning streak coming into it. Starting for the Tigerettes, a senior number 10, Mackenzie Herron, senior number 22, Molly Story, senior number 21, Dariana Bell, freshman number 33, Lily Brock, and an eighth grader, number 3, Laney Foster. Gordonsville, the travel team, wearing those blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them. Clay County, the home team tonight here in Joe Sims Gym. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Matt Walker, 10th season leading the program. 197 wins to 96 losses in his career. 4-2 record this year, riding a two-game winning streak. Starting for Clay County, junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Junior number 11, Helen Garrison. Sophomore number 22, Brooklyn Scott. Senior number 23, Baylor Walden. And a senior number 24, Ella Eads. The starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Good matchup right here, fixing to go down in Joe Sims' gym. Saw a similar style matchup that Clay County lost a couple weeks ago to Van Buren County, another strong single-A team. Lady Dogs looking for a win tonight, Doug.
Yeah, these two teams looking to set the tone early in the season and kick them into a good run in the postseason at the end of the year.
It'll be Bell stepping into tip for it against Smith, controlled by the Tiger Reds. They work at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Kay County will shoot the hoop to our left. Eighth grader Laney Foster, younger brother, or younger sister, rather, of senior Jay Foster, quarterback for the football squad and a starter here tonight for the boys' basketball team. So that speaks for itself when you've got an eighth grader starting on the high school team.
Oh, yeah, she looks pretty athletic. That's what little we've seen already. So it looks like we've got a good athlete out there.
Well, if she's like her brother, it is a guarantee that she is. First free throw is good by Laney Foster. She quickly got to the free throw line. Foul was called against Asia Crawford. And it was Kalia. Kalia Crawford. Kalia getting the start tonight rather than Brooklyn Scott. As we talk at times, different matchups. And Kalia getting the start tonight for head coach Matt Walker. Lady Dogs first possession. Ella dribbles into the paint. Power dribble. Kicks it back outside to Smith. Natalie going to circle the wagons and reset the half-court offense. Gets the call from Coach Walker. She drives. Shot off the glass. No good. Molly Story pulls down the rebound. Hands off to Foster. And the Tigerettes with this 2-0 lead behind the free throws from Foster look to extend. Left wing now in the hands of a Tigerette inside the Story. Her shot off the glass, no good. Gutter road rebound, kicked it out to Lily Brock, the freshman. She hits the triple. So an eighth grader and a freshman with the 5 points that the Tigerettes have.
Yeah, that's the coach's daughter. And yeah, she started a lot last year as an eighth grader.
She did. She did. A good mixture of extremely young and extremely old. Three seniors out there playing with the freshman and eighth grader. Garrison, three ball left wing, missed it. Rebound Tigerettes. Clay County's going to have to crash the boards tonight and create some second-chance opportunities on offensive misses. Foster with it baseline. Defended by Eads. Gives to Bell. Bell shot off the glass. Good. Bell with a tough shot there. Made it go.
Yeah, I thought that was defended very well. It's a tough shot, and she made it.
Yeah, Becker Walden right there on her. Suffocating defense. 6:15 mark of this first quarter. It's all Tigerettes so far. Clay Crawford mixed off left side. 7-0 the score. Another rebound by Molly Story. Quickly the other way and a foul call against Taylor Garrison as Mackenzie Herring goes to the free throw line to shoot two.
You can see what Coach Walker's thinking as far as the mismatch with Crawford. Yeah. Bell trying to guard her on the perimeter here. Crawford flew right by her, just couldn't get it to go.
Yeah.
Coach Walker going to get a timeout here, guys.
We'll go to break with them. 7-0, Tigerettes lead.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Lady Bulldog Basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County trails Gordonsville here in the girls' game. 6:08 left in the first quarter. Now 8-0, Lady Tigers.
Mackenzie Herring at the line. Hit that first free throw. Second one coming. It's away. Also good. 9-0. Tigerettes skunking the Lady Dogs at this point. Black, purple, and gold looking for their first bucket. Becker Walden top of the key. Works against Story. Hands off to Eads. Eads step back three-pointer away. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Becker Walden. Here's a power dribble. Need a bucket on the putback. She's up and foul. Good job by Walden. And there's one of those offensive rebounds, Doug, that we need.
Yeah, we're, like I said, we're going to do well on the boards to be able to be in this game. So good job with Baylor.
That is one area that if you were to look, Clay County probably getting out-rebounded through these first six games and something that has got to consciously be worked on.
Well, and I don't think there'll be a matchup this year to where we're going to have a little size disadvantage,
right,
you know.
Walden hits the second, missed the first. Baylor, a 60% free throw shooter on the season. And now we're on the board, 9-1. Gordonsville in front. Molly Story left wing inside to Bell. Bell hands back to Story. Story to Herring. Herring defended by Garrison. Gets past her to the hoop. Layup good. Mackenzie Herring making it look easy. Gordonsville up 11-1. Ella Eads, right corner, drives inside. Bell pressures, ball knocked away, saved by Walden. Garrison with it now in the corner. Halen works against the longer Brock. Freshman Lindsey Brock had it passed past her. Walden in the paint, called for the travel.
Good job by Story there. Just kind of pulled the chair out from under, didn't
you? That's it. Just good defense there and just got her to turn it over.
5:15 mark of this first quarter. 11-1 the score. Gordons will in front and with the basketball. Brock, right wing, inside the Bell at the high post, free throw line distance. Kicks it outside to Foster. Foster defended by Crawford. Shot away, no good. Rebound Smith. Natalie Smith averaging 4.8 rebounds a contest. Crawford, hook shot in the paint, couldn't get it to go. Garrison down there fighting for it, but couldn't get it. Foster over the top of her with the rebound. Brock, left wing. Pass inside the Bell, back out to Brock. 4:40 mark now of this first quarter. Gordon's win front by 10. Herron to the hoop. Foul called. The bucket's good. Gordon's will dominating here in Joe Sims' gym.
Yeah, and the senior Mackenzie Herron, you talked about it, kind of the mix of that senior leadership and then young talent here for this Gordonsville Lady Tigers team. And they're showing it early as they lead 13-1. We'll go to break.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
3-point play the old-fashioned way, good by Mackenzie Herron. 13 points the lead for the Tigerettes. Really early in this one, not even halfway through this first quarter.
No, just need to get a good bucket right here.
Clay County without a field goal yet. The only point comes from a Baylor Walden free throw. Foster with a block shot of Smith. Foster comes the other way, and a foul called on Crawford. The fourth team foul called against the Lady Dogs. Yes. Going to have to adjust to the calling.
Yeah, they've been in attack mode on us, too, and we ain't adjusted well to that.
Second personal against Kalia, fourth team foul of the quarter. And it is Lainey Foster at the line shooting free throws. Already her second trip there. She's 3-3 on the night. Misses the fourth. Rebound Smith. Natalie with it. Slowing the pace. Like you say, Doug, 4:10 mark of the first quarter. 15-1 the score. Clay County just needing a good possession here. Shot was blocked and goes out of bounds off the fingertips of, I think, Foster.
And that's where that length comes in right there. That looked like a good, clean look, and they had enough length to get there and bother that shot.
Smith's inbound works into E. Della with it. Shuffle sideways, fires the three, no good. Rebound Bell. Bell outlet pass to Brock. Brock going to come across the timeline, the freshman. Coach's daughter. She fires a three, top of the key, no good. Kept alive by Story. Tips it back to Brock, who gives to Herron. Herron drives. Denied access by Eads. Back into Brock. She works against Smith. Dishes off to Story. Now Bell picks it up. And a foul called against Baylor Walden. These officials,
ooh,
with 5 team fouls. I'm not saying they're not happening, but it's called a little differently than we've been accustomed to.
Yeah, this is a little more tight.
Kalia with 2 personals. All the other Lady Dogs that have fouls only with one. One for Garrison, one for Eads, one for Walden. Walden comes to the bench. Freshman Tyler Adams comes onto the floor, along with sophomore Brooklyn Scott. So Smith and Walden check out as Adams and Scott check in. Bell's good from the free throws. And, Thomas, that's another storyline early. Excellent free throw shooting by the Tigerettes.
Yeah, they've only missed one so far and shot nine, so 8 of 9 so far.
8 points, 8 of the 17, and Eads to the hoop. Story called for the foul, and I'm a Clay County homer, but I thought it was a clean block.
That's pretty clean, I thought, too.
Of course, some of the Gordonsville fans disagreeing, and I can't disagree with their disapproval. Eads at the free throw line for 2, hits the first, as she does most of them. Ella, 76% free throw shooter. And her career percentage has been high. As a sophomore starter, she was good at free throws, and as a senior starter, she's even better than she was then. Hits the power, makes it 17-3, 3:25 mark of this first quarter.
And still no field goal for Clay County.
That's right. All 3 points coming from free throws. 1 for Walden, 2 for Eads. Brock with it. Dishes off to Brooke Burke, a reserve who's checked in. Burke, a junior. Here's a steal by Clay Crawford. And now we see it's really the first time the last 2 trips there's been fouls called against the Tigerettes. So there is consistency. Yeah. We've just not had the ball much.
No, we hadn't. And, of course, when Gordon's had, they've been real aggressive. So yeah. If you're aggressive, you're going to draw fouls. We just got to get aggressive back on the area.
Ella Eads on the inbound foul was called against Heron for Gordonsville. Ella works against Heron, drives to the hoop, on the dishes, off to Scott, off the glass, nice play.
Good play, good bucket, needed that.
Scott averaging 3.7 points per contest here in her sophomore campaign. Her and Kalia Crawford kind of have shared that starting role. Right now we see them on the court together with Eve Smith and Tyler Adams. Brock in the corner, inside to Story. Story defended by Scott, kicked outside to Burke. Burke's 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, Tyler Adams, and she was knocked to the floor. But possession granted to Clay County. Adams, I've been impressed with her hustle as she checks in. She's averaging 3 rebounds per game as a freshman coming in.
That's pretty good.
Got a nose for the ball and a good defender as well. Smith, top of the key, works to E. 17-5 the score. Lady Dogs trailing by 12. Eads misses the layup. Rebound Natalie Smith. Second chance opportunity. Can't get it to go. Rebound Foster. Stolen back away by Smith. Now Adams with it. She's going to go up, but lost the handle before she could. Jump ball. No. Going to be wrestled away by Brock. Now taken back away by Eads. Now the jump ball call.
Finally got somebody got control of it.
Dariana Bell checking back in. Molly Story checking out. On the floor for Clay County, Clay Crawford, Tyler Adams, Ella Eads, Natalie Smith, and Brooklyn Scott. Smith then now works it into Eads. Ella now right wing. Minute 15 taking first quarter. Eads to the hoop. Bell called for the foul. Ella going back to the line. She's hit 2 of 2 so far.
Now I think it's what Clay County's got to do. They got to get aggressive and attack and keep chipping into the lead.
Walden comes back to the scores table to check in. Eads on the season has hit 19 of 25 free throws. Eads also shooting well from 3-point, 5 of 13, 38% from behind the arc. Good on the power, Thomas makes it 17-7, so a 10-point game.
Yeah, a little 6-0 run for the Lady Dogs here to give themselves a shot in this one.
Heron, 3-ball, no good. Adams, the rebound. Tyler going to keep it herself. Run the point. Dishes off to Smith, left wing. Natalie now gives to Walden. Walden, shot fake, wants to drive against Story. Does so. That's actually not Story. It's reserve who blocked Walden's shot. Number 32, Bailey Trusty, another of the seniors for the Tigerettes. I liked the aggressiveness there by Baylor.
Yeah.
Natalie to inbound. Going to have to get it in or call timeout. Running out of time. Finally gets into Walden out top. It's going to be Walden against Trusty. She hands off to Eads. Ella now works against the eighth grader. Starts as a freshman. The eighth grader, Elaney Foster.
If you look at a little mismatch here with Brooklyn Scott and Mackenzie Heron down low. Let's see if they can take care of that.
Eads now. Stops and pops the three. No good. Rebound Walden. Good offensive rebound. Putback is blocked by Foster. Loose ball pickup by Smith. And a foul called against Natalie Smith. Can you believe it? First personal for Smith. And we'll walk the other way to shoot two free throws in the bonus. 17-7, 1 minute left in this opening quarter. The Tiger Reds built a 13-1 lead before Clay County scored those second batch of free throws, made it 13-3.
The largest lead was 16 at 17-1, Daniel, before Clay County ripped off a little 6-0 run and get it back to 10. Now it goes to 12.
It's even worse than I had thought. Smith out top, 50 seconds left in this opening quarter. Clay County has battle back here. Was it 10? Now to 12 as Thomas said. Adams top of the key, dishes to Walden. Walden to Eads. Garrison not on the floor right now. Eads with the jumper, no good. Rebound put back to Adams. Adams had an 11-rebound game against Jellicoe, if I'm not mistaken, a couple last week. 19-9, 25 seconds left in the quarter. Long three-pointer taken and hit by Lily Brock. Top of the key. 22-9. Gordon's on pace for over 80 in this one. 10 seconds left in this first quarter. Smith with it. Walden sets the screen. Natalie drives. Tied up by Laney Foster. Jump ball call. Laney Foster impressing us in this first quarter. We're not surprised by it. We know the pedigree of the family from her brother Jay, but impressive to see that credit.
Can't play it much better than she just did there.
Absolutely. Laney Foster, a long three at the buzzer, falls short. 22-9. Tiger Reds dominating the first quarter.
Twin Lakes, the people who bring you better internet, are now bringing you better wireless. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, a new wireless service for the Upper Cumberland. Enjoy nationwide coverage, the freedom to bring your own device, and budget-friendly plans, all backed by the local team you know and trust. Right now, when you sign up or upgrade your internet service, you'll get your first line free. Ask about Tri-Lite Mobile from Twin Lakes today. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Lady Dogs trail the Tigerettes of Gordonsville 22-9, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. 9 first quarter points for the Lady Dogs. Ella Eads has 4, all from the free throw line. Baylor Walden 1, Brooklyn Scott and Tyler Adams both with 2. For Gordonsville, Mackenzie Aaron has 7, Dariana Bell 4, Lily Brock 8, and Laney Foster 3 for Gordonsville, who lead 22-9 headed into the second. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Second quarter action underway. Clay County opening possession, needing a bucket here, 22-9. Garrison with it. She's scoreless thus far. Hands off to Eads. Now Crawford. Crawford steps back, fires the three. No good. Rebound Eads. Clay County doing a good job. I called for good aggression on the offensive boards. We've seen that. We've just not had a lot of the putbacks go in.
Yeah, I just hope you'll be able to finish it or get it back in.
Jump ball called again. Possession arrow favors Gordonsville. 7:35 and ticking. 22-9. Tiger Reds up by 13. Clay County 4-2 on the season. Gordonsville 7-1. Their loss comes to Jackson County. Underhand layup by Heron. No good. Got her own rebound. Kicks it out to Brock. Her three ball no good. Natalie Smith the rebound. Smith puts it to the floor. Crosses the timeline. Has the numbers. Goes to the hoop. And a foul call. So Natalie will go to the line to shoot. Smith on the season, a 40% free throw shooter, has hit 4 of 10. Natalie's shooting 21% from 3-point, 4 of 19. Misses the first. averaging 9.5 points per game, though. So right at double figures for the junior. Second free throw away. Missed them both. Rebound. Trusty gives to Brock. Brock going to run the offense. The freshman dishes over to the senior Story. Story inside to Trusty. Back to Story. Off the glass. Good.
That is a nice little give and go right there.
24-9. On the floor for Clay County. Crawford. Eads. Smith. Adams. And Walden. Eads can't get the three to go. Rebound Story. Story to Brock. Brock to Foster. Foster across the timeline. 6:20 and ticking. 24-9. 15-point lead for Gordonsville. Trusty outside to Heron. Heron drives on Adams. She's denied. Kicked outside to Story. And when your center's hitting three-pointers, you're in pretty good shape.
Pretty good shape.
Story probably the five position. For the Tigerettes, she steps to the left corner and drains the three, makes it 27-9. Clay County without a three-pointer in this first half. Smith fires one, misses off the left side. Rebound Walden. Actually, Beckham just kept it alive. Loose ball picked up by Brock, and a foul call on Natalie Smith, her second.
I got it on Ella.
Second personal for Ella then, rather than Natalie. Am I right on that, Thomas? No three-pointers. In the nine. Of course,
just two field goals so far for Clay County, both 2 points.
Lady Dogs hit 12 three-pointers against Friendship Christian. Tigerettes with it. Heron loses the handle. Possession awarded to Clay County. So, Doug, you know, you're sitting here, you're down 27-9, nothing to do but just one possession at a time, go at it, right?
That's it. You got to get stops and score. That's it.
Crawford to Adams, Kyle to the free throw line. Eads right wing towards the leading scorer on this squad, Haylen Garrison, on the bench. Has not played much in this first half, averaging 16.3 points per contest, and has probably played less than half of the game. Walden powering it up, misses from right block, rebound Foster. Eads right behind her in scoring with 13.7 per contest. Story, give her another three-pointer, top of the key, 30-9. Brooklyn Scott and Helen Garrison come into the scores table to check back in. Ella Eads to the hoop, scores, and draws the foul.
That's a bucket we needed.
So a big Tigerette run stops there.
Yeah, and it's all Molly Story. She's got eight, all eight. For Gordonsville here in the second quarter.
Second personal for Mackenzie Heron. 4:39 mark of this second quarter. Hadn't given time much. We've referenced the deficit quite a bit. 30-11 the score. Eads at the free throw line. She stays perfect from there. Hits her fifth. Completes the three-point play. 30-12. Plenty of game left. Not even halfway through this second quarter. Just a wicked scoring pace by Gordonsville. Doug, defensively, is there something we can do different, or is this about them shooting the ball well?
I just think they're shooting it well. I mean, we can make some adjustments to get on them, but out on them a little more, but they're getting to the rim, too. So,
Garrison called for her second personal. Her third, they say, so that explains why she was sitting.
Yeah, she picked up two quick ones early, I think, in the first.
I missed one.
Going to have to come out here again as Natalie Smith spells her, Daniel, with Heron at the free throw line. A rare – no, she made it. Both of them.
20 points the difference, 32-12. Of course, we knew. We talked about it coming into this, and the Tigerettes were the real deal. Crawford left wing. Now, I don't think we're seeing Clay County's best at this moment, though.
No, but we're missing some shots we normally make. Yeah. You know, if them start going in, that changes a little bit. You know, like I said, we just got one possession time, get stops, try to score.
Turnover there as Adams was looking for Brooklyn Scott. Pass went out of bounds. 3:45 left in this first half. 32-12. Foster, top of the key, picks up the dribble, kicks to Heron. Heron uses a bell screen, works there, fires the three. It's in. 33-12. Walker, 9-0 at home against Gordon's when the Tiger is. Well on their way to changing that tonight. 35-12. Crawford, deep left wing. Back over to Eads now at right wing. She shoots the three. No good. Bell the rebound and travels. Just kind of never had good momentum or coordination got away from
him. Yeah, just kind of lost her footing and turned it over.
And that's a frustrating thing, you know. Like you mentioned, typically shots that we see go just not going right now. And frustrating.
And they're not missing. I mean, what they're shooting, it's going.
Smith with it, top of the key, uses a Scott screen, take away. It's going to be Burke with it, Junior Brooke Burke. Her shot off the glass is good. 37-12. Tiger Reds just pouring it on the black, purple, and gold. Foul call away from the ball on Bell.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Scott, the last three or four trips, really working hard down there in the post against Bell, and had her pinned a couple times. We just hadn't got the entry pass yet.
Third personal for Bell.
Yeah, and you just got to keep attacking them. You just got to keep attacking them shots, you're going to finally start dropping.
Absolutely. And anything they can do in a half, we can do in a half. Walden, on the inbound. Shot good. Power dribble and a spin move into the paint. Baylor got it to go, 37-14. 2:35 and ticking. Brock fires a three right wing, airballed it into the hands of Story, and they're going to call a foul on Tyler Adams. And I just cannot agree with that. No, hang on. They're going to get
call it on Baylor.
Baylor?
Call it on Baylor.
Boy, I didn't
see they got that one, but they call it on Baylor.
Little hip check when she got in the air for the rebound, I think. They used to get me for stuff like that. I never liked it either.
The officials got to get the post every time. Double dribble now. Maybe a makeup call. Heron called for the makeup. Or for the double dribble, rather. 2:26 left in this first half. And a frustrating first half for Clay County. 37-14. 23-point deficit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just super impressed by this Gordonsville team, the way they've come to play here at Clay County tonight. And you're right, Doug, they haven't missed much.
Smith misses on the layup. Another of those shots that typically goes there, rattled around and fell out. Rebound Brock. Brock to Foster. Foster picks it up left wing, gives it back to Brock. She looks over to her mom, does freshman Lily Brock, gets the call. Under 2 minutes to play now in this first half. Garrison and Crawford come back to the scorer's table to check in. Lily Foster picks it up, top of the key, back to Brock, inside now to a reserve. That's number four, Anna Dudney, the sophomore. She kicks back out to Brock, three-pointer good from right wing.
Yeah, if you leave them for just a second, they're going to make you pay for it.
40-14. Adams to Eads. Eads, three ball, no good. Rebound, eighth grader, Laney Foster. Minute 20 left in this first half. Brock fires the three left wing, no good. Over the back called against Brooke Burke. Tyler Adams did a good job maintaining position and blocking out.
Garrison coming back on the floor for this offensive possession. A little over a minute left here in the half.
40-14. 26-point deficit. Smith to Crawford. Crawford left wing. Drives to the elbow. Gives to Garrison. Garrison puts on the brakes. Fires the three. No good. Did it through some pressure there. Gordonsville just playing good defense tonight as well as offense. Foster, baseline jumper. Does not go. Rebound out of Eads. Ella going to press it now. Working against Molly Story in the front court. Puts on the brakes. Defended by Brock at the wing. Kicks to Smith. Smith, a shot faking a drive, reverses direction, gets the foul, and will go to the line. Brooke Burke called for her second personal.
With ball in hand, Natalie Smith's been aggressive to the hole here tonight. Yeah. Just hadn't got the payoff, Doug, when she gets those shots up. Second time she's going to the line and see if she can get them to go here.
Well, I think that's key. If we can keep pressing them, get them in a little more foul trouble, that gets us an advantage. But we've got a big hole to come out of.
And Kenzie Heron with two. Dariana Bell with three. Iron ball, the second attempt. First one was good. 40-15. 40 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. Brock with it, right wing. Gives to Burke. She hands back to Brock. Brock defended by Garrison. Now swung back to Burke. Gordons will be impatient. 15 seconds left in the half. Molly Story drives, hands back to Burke, 10 seconds. Burke going to be tied up for the ball. She actually comes away, misses the shot. Rebound Natalie Smith. Smith with time. Heaves it, second left, and it goes wide of the mark on the two-thirds court heave in the first half ends. 40-15, Clay County trailing.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome into the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 40-15 here at the break in the girls' game. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. been all Gordonsville in this one as the Tigerettes came out and outscored Clay County 22-9 in the first quarter and then got them 18-6 in the second. It was 17-1 midway through the first frame as Gordonsville went up by 16 before Clay County finally found a field goal. Went on a little 6-0 run, got it to 10 points twice. It was Ella Eads made two free throws to make it 17-7, and then Tyler Adams had a putback to get it to 19-9, but it was all Gordonsville from there. They stretched their lead out to 20-plus, and now they lead by 25 here at the break in Salina at 40-15. For Gordonsville, being led by Mackenzie Heron with a cool dozen, 12 points here at the break. Molly Story has 8, Dariana Bell 4, Lily Brock also in the double figures with 11. Brooke Burke has 2. Laney Foster, 3 for Gordonsville. For Clay County, Ella Eads leading the way with 7 points. Baylor Walden has 3. Natalie Smith, 1. Brooklyn Scott, 2. And Tyler Adams, 2. 4 field goals for Clay County in this first half, just 15 points. As the Tigerettes have shot it well from the field and from the free throw line. They're 12 for 13 at the charity stripe in this one. And they lead by 25, 40-15. This first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, 40-15, Clay County training. Still a half to go here. Tigerettes playing well, though. Time for the local sports slowdown brought to you by Kermlin Exteriors, your local authorized Raynor garage door dealer. Hermit Springs basketball, we'll start there as we always do. Last night, Hermit Springs hosted Monterey. Junior high girls won 35-21 to improve to 7-7 on the year, and the boys won in dominant fashion 44-16, improving to 6-7 on the season. The junior high teams will travel to Union Heights on Thursday. Then the 5th and 6th grade teams will be hosting the Cumberland Rim Tournament on Saturday. So we bragged about them each time. The Hermitage Springs junior high teams, both of them putting together some strong seasons. Salina K-8 basketball, all four of those teams are in action tonight. A rare Tuesday night game going head-to-head here with the high school contest. They're in Bobby Bartlett Gym hosting Trailsdale County. On Thursday, all four teams will go to Gainesboro. to play against Jackson County. Then the 5th and 6th teams will be at that Hermitage Springs conference tournament this coming Saturday. Did get a release from head coach Marty Maxfield about some, what's the name of that conference? The Cumberland Rim. Yeah, the junior high Cumberland Rim all conference team. The MVP was 8th grader Cameron King. First team, Brogan Maxfield. Second team, Jared Copeland and Mason Johnson. Honorable mention, Avery Smith and Lane Mills. And Lane Mills made the defensive team for regular season superlatives for that conference. Don't have anything on the 5th, 6th. I don't know if they do those honors or not.
I don't know, but I mean, they have a conference tournament, so you'd think they'd have something, think.
And they just do all-conference tournament when it's over. Raptors 905, Tarrant Key in the 905 are 10-0, sitting first in the Eastern Division. They will be hosting the Delaware Bluecoats tomorrow night and Thursday night. And finally, got to talk a little football here, Clay County High School. Of course, our season has been over for a couple weeks, but we got one guy whose season is not done. That is senior Reese Adams, all-time tackle leader. I see him sitting across the way over there. He won't be in Salina much longer, though. He'll be joining nearly 100 senior football players representing over 60 high schools from across the state over in Clarksville for the Tennessee East-West All-Star Classic at Austin Peay State University's Fort Terrace Stadium on Saturday, December 13th. Players will be arriving in the city on Wednesday, December 10th, to begin daily practice. Talked to his dad, Matt Adams, earlier. I think he takes Reese tomorrow to Cooper to get on a bus. And they bus them all in. A bus leaves Knoxville early tomorrow morning. It stops in Cooper, picks up a group. They'll stop in Lebanon and pick up a group and then drive on to Clarksville for the eastern portion of the team. And I'm assuming starting from Memphis, the western team will assemble on a bus and they'll arrive at Austin Peay. It's going to be a fun couple of days for Reese and a lot of good exposure for him as he still decides on where to play his college football at.
Yeah, and just looking at those rosters, there's only three single-A guys on those rosters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's one of three, so that's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Folks, that has been the Local Sports Lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Raynor garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. 1 minute gone in this third quarter, Thomas, but no points yet. I've got to ask for just some on-air clarification. How do you pronounce the brand name of the doors?
Rainer.
Rainer. Okay, yeah. I said Raynor. I knew it was wrong. Rainer. Rainer Garage Doors. Parker Donaldson, Cumberland Exteriors, they can hook you up, folks. No doubt anything Parker is carrying is amongst the best products out there. Dariana Bell adds a bucket from left block. 6:35 mark of the third. Garrison with it, drives, dishes to Walden, Walden to Eads, Eads the three ball right side, no good. Crawford, the offensive rebound, putback, no good. Rebound Eads, and she's fouled by Mackenzie Heron, Heron's third personal. So we continue to see the one bright spot that I've got to mention again, the offensive rebounding for Clay County. It's something we've not seen. Ella Eads is the leading rebounder on this team, averaging 6.2 rebounds per contest. And that's just testament to her hard work.
Yeah, and that's what rebounding stuff is, just hard work.
A rare miss on the second free throw by Ella. She hits the first, 42-16 the score. Bell the rebound, gives to Brock. Freshman Lily Brock, top of the key, works against Eads, uses a Bell screen, dishes out to Heron. Heron going to reset. She works against Garrison, dishes to Brock. Continued passing between those two. Now inside to Bell. Bell kicks to Foster. Foster swings to Story. Story, a baseline drive. Got a good look at it, but a weak shot. Loose ball picked up by Foster, though. Laney Foster, an eighth grader. We bragged on her already. She gives to Brock. Three seniors, an eighth grader and a freshman on the floor for the Tigerettes. Deep two ball, Foster, no good. Rebound Natalie Smith. Here's a chance to cut into it. 42-16. Going to take a lot of cutting, yeah, but you got to start somewhere.
Well, it's just stops. They got to have stops, and you got to score when you get that stop.
Garrison against Heron. Gives off to Smith. Now Eads, right wing, inside to Walden. Walden works against Bell. Spins, shoots, a foul call. Bell's fourth personal. She's on the brink of extinction. And now the Tiger It faithful, not happy with the call. Of course, I don't know of any small-town fan base that is when it don't go well.
Yeah.
We certainly aren't. Walden good on that first free throw. As we mentioned earlier, Baylor, a 60% shooter on the season, averaging 3.3 points per contest through these first six games. I don't think Baylor played in the Saturday Jellico game.
She did not. She was in Georgia, Alabama, one with softball.
Okay, I thought so. She hits both of the free throws. So I know her point total is divided by six rather than five, so it's a little bit skewed, making her average a little smaller than it actually is. 5-minute mark of this third quarter, Thomas, 42-18 right now. So I guess you could say Clay County winning the second half so far. Is that even true?
Well, it is so far, but it's just 3-2. There's not much scoring going on here in the third quarter, Daniel, as it's still a 24-point mark.
We'll take what we can get. Molly Story blocks the Walden shot. Gets to Foster. Foster across the timeline. Sets up shop at left wing. Now drives to the elbow. Now down to the block. Gives to Story. Story off the glass. No good. Ella Eads. Gun to be awarded the possession there. And the official hesitated and gave Clay County a break, perhaps.
I believe we got a little break, but we'll take it. We need it right now.
Certainly so.
Yeah, we've seen the Gordonsville kind of cool off here in the third quarter, guys, after a hot shooting streak in the first half. See if Clay County can take advantage.
Step back three by Garrison. Her best look at the contest so far. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Only the third three-pointer I think Garrison has attempted, perhaps.
Yeah, she set most of that first half in foul trouble. She ain't had a lot of opportunities.
No. Laney Foster to the hoop. Scores off right side. Looked a lot like her brother Jay just running down through there and laying it in. 3:45 mark of the third. 44-18. Garrison inside the Eads at the free throw line. Back out to Halen. Halen with it. Extended left wing. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Crawford. Crawford, Smith, Garrison, Eads, and Walden. Original five starters on the floor. Garrison, three ball left side, no good. Rebound, Brooke Burke. Burke with it. Lets your teammates catch up. Gives the Story. Story bounces back over to Heron. And the Tiger Reds now just a completely different. You know, they were very attacking early, establishing this lead. Now that lead's built, just a little different pacing by them, it feels like, this half.
Yeah, they've kind of adjusted a little bit now. I think the adjustments of the shot swing going like it were the first time.
Right.
So.
Walden and Crawford checking out. Tyler Adams and Brooklyn Scott checking in. Story at the top. Hands off to Lily Brock. Brock kicks to Burke. Burke defended by Adams. 2:50 mark of the third. Clay County 4-2, Gordonsville 7-1. Brooklyn Scott called for the personal, her first. As we mentioned earlier, the start of the broadcast, Walker 18-1 in his 10 years against Gordonsville. And the one coming last year, teams met twice last year, split the power. Home team won each of those contests. This would be the first Gordonsville win in Salina in quite some time. Free throws missed. I didn't even pay attention to who was taking them, Thomas, for the Tigerettes.
Yeah, both of them missed by Brooke Burke.
Lake County with it. Adams, top of the key. The freshman kicks to junior Halen Garrison. Garrison works against Lily Brock. Bounce pass inside to Scott. Scott dishes to Smith. Smith, 8-foot jumper, good. 44-20. 24 points the difference. All-time single game leader against the Tigerettes scoring-wise is Thomas's old classmate, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Crystal Davis, she had 32 against the Tigerettes in 1995, her senior year. We could use a few of those right now.
We could.
Tyler Adams defending Brooke Burke. Brooke Burke to the hoop with an assist for Molly Story and gets the bucket. 46-20. Minute 30 left in the third. Bit of a subdued feeling here in Joe Sims Gym right now. 46-20. Tigerettes enjoyed a 17-1 lead in the first quarter at one point. Garrison, three ball right side, in and out, no good. Rebound Adams, kicks to Smith. Smith shot good, she'll go to the line. Natalie Smith, the last 4 points for Clay County here. And goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, she couldn't get many shots to go in that first half, but it's been really aggressive here tonight, kind of, taking to the hole and playing hard. Just couldn't get them to go. Got a couple to go in the last two possessions, though.
Yeah, you battling at it. That's all you can do right now.
Burke with it. Swings to Brock. Of course, these teams will meet again at Gordonsville on Tuesday, February the 10th. A long time from now in basketball terms. Foster, three ball, left corner, good. And as far as point tally goes, you know, Gordonsville had, I think, 22 in the first quarter. In the following two quarters, because the third's right now about done, that has slowed down. They've had 27 at this point during the second and third quarters. 22 in that fast break opening first quarter. Yeah. Tyler Adams, long rebound, kicks over to Garrison, now back to Tyler. Gives to Ella. Ella right wing, works against Heron, bounces into Smith. Smith drives the left side of the lane, off the glass, no good. Ella fighting for the rebound. Loose ball goes in the hands of Lily Burke, who picks it up. Not Burke, but Brock. Brock with it, right wing, gives to Burke. Burke's three off the glass, no good. Third quarter ends. 27 points the difference, 49-22, Tigerettes lead.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night, high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 49-22 here in the girls' game. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, nobody in double figures. Ella Eads leads the way with 8 points. Both Baylor Walden and Natalie Smith with 5 each. Brooklyn Scott and Tyler Adams, 2 each. The only one to get on the board in the third quarter, well, actually, there was 3 different ones, so their scores changed. But Dariana Bell gets up to 6 for the Tigerettes. Brooke Burke has 4 points, and Laney Foster up to 8. They're being led by Lily Brock with 11, Mackenzie Heron with 12, as the Lady Dogs trail 49-22 headed into the fourth. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Tigerettes with the basketball in the commanding lead. Heron out top. Gordonsville's wins coming over to Cab County, East Robertson, Clark Range, Red Bull, and Monterey, and Watertown.
She's got the last 6 for the Tigerettes.
A special young player, only an 8th grader.
30-point lead.
52-22, and we'll see that continuous clock, I suppose, at this point. I don't recall the last time the Lady Dogs have been mercy ruled. Of course, generally, you like to put stuff like that out of your memory. So.
Yeah.
Clay County on the inbound and a foul call.
Yeah, it doesn't happen much, for sure. But I tell you, we saw Friendship Christian come in here and do that to the Bulldogs last Friday, and the Tigerettes are doing it to the Lady Dogs here on Tuesday night, Doug. And my life, Friendship Christian, this is an impressive girls basketball team that Gorse was brought to the table tonight.
Yeah, they can do a lot of stuff in every position.
They can.
Not a lot of weaknesses on that team.
You talk about Upper Cumberland basketball and how good it is. Gorsville's not been type of team for a while, so how good is it now?
Oh, it's good for them. You know, you've got to go back to Coach Sims would remind us when Butch Agee was leading the Tigerettes, Armistead and some of that bunch that they had in the late 90s.
It's been 30 years almost.
Yeah, generation. Hearn with it, hands off to Burke.
20 anyway.
Tiger Ed's just content to let the clock tick.
Well, as you said here in the second half, they've been methodical about their offense, but that time they turned it over.
They did. Haylen Garrison comes up with a steal. She hands off to her classmate, Natalie Smith. Natalie, top of the key, kicks to sophomore Clea Crawford. Back to Garrison. Now Ella inside to Natalie. She's posted up. Shot no good. Foul call against Brooke Burke, her third personal. Clay County's next action will be on the road. Man, what a homestand they've got to enjoy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight home games. Of course, the only bad part of that is you know the payoff's coming in January and February.
Yeah, when you get those early homesteads, I mean, you got late travel bills, though.
Certainly does. Smith at the line. Missed them both. Bell the rebound. But next action will be on the road on Friday at Community. I don't know that we've ever met Community in regular season action, maybe at a Christmas tournament somewhere before. I'd have to look and see. Walden drives the right side of the lane, spins in the paint, dishes outside to Smith, wide open, three left corner, it's good. Natalie Smith with the stroke. She's probably the leading scorer on the night for Clay County.
Tied with Ella Eads with 8 apiece, and that's the first triple Clay County's got to go.
And you know, Clay County's more than just a three-point team, but to a certain extent, we do kind of live and die by the deep ball. Garrison, Eads, Smith, Crawford, we're talented in that mark, and when we're not hitting them, you can really tell it. It makes a difference. Timeout taken. We'll go ahead and take it with them. 5:39 mark of this fourth quarter. Tigerettes, 52. Lady Dogs, 25.
Let's actually stay on air and talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank. Bank of Salina is now Wellworth Bank, but don't worry. The bank hasn't changed hands. They're still the same people. And the same service you rely on, just with a new name. And look, because you're well worth a bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina. And their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. Well Worth Bank, care in common.
Certainly appreciate Wellworth Bank. They've not had a lot of timeouts to come back and say Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. So I'm glad you were able to stay on and do that, Thomas. Just noticing that our good friend Glenn Blevins from South Pittsburgh was tuning in tonight. I always appreciate him. He gets the comments going.
He does. And, of course, South Pitt going on to that state title. Daniel, they're 8.
Well, you know, I've always said, maybe it's a bad way of looking at it, but if I'm going to get put out with somebody, I at least want it to be by the best.
Yeah.
Champ. And, of course, they went on to do it, dominate and win for the Pirates in that single-leg game over McKenzie. I don't know, 42-14, maybe the final. Pretty one-sided. Ella Eads at the line, hits them both, 52-27. So, yeah, definitely. We talked about it, how the Tigerettes even though we knew how good they were, just kind of came in the hungry team in this scenario because of the dominance. As Hearn adds a look at left block, Lady Dogs have been absolutely dominant in this series, 18-1 in the last 19 meetings. So they had a chip on their shoulder. Yeah. Now, next time, no excuses, Doug, when we go down into the jungle on February the 10th, Clay County should be really hungry, wanting to avenge what's happened here tonight in Joe Simms Gym.
Oh, yeah. You'd think they're going to go with something to prove when we go down there.
Garrison, three ball right side, good. The first triple of the night for Garrison. Our first points, period, if I'm not mistaken. Garrison leading scorer on the squad, 16.3 per contest. So when you're deep in the third and your leading scorer is getting their first bucket, that kind of wraps it all up and explains it.
Oh, it does. If your main girls ain't doing their stuff, you're gonna struggle. Of course, Halen, a little foul trouble first half, didn't play much first half. Didn't get a lot of looks, and the few looks he did wouldn't drop in like they normally do.
Right. Of course, Eads, the second leading scorer there, 13.7. She's closer to that mark than others are. But it's come hard tonight, Brella. She's had some good looks, and sometimes they just don't fall.
Yeah, I mean, scoring's been tough all night. I mean, they've defended us well and made us take tough shots. Noella's made a few of them, but everything's been tough tonight.
Of course, Natalie's right at her averaging 9.5 per contest, right around that 10 mark right now. But similar to Ella, it's just been it just took every shot of this whole time to get it. 54-32. Lady Dogs were on a two-game win streak as Heron goes left side and scores from left block. They had wins over Jellicoe and Friendship Christian coming into this action tonight. So it's been two-game streak so far. The Lady Dogs turn it over. They open the season with wins over Watertown and Jellicoe, dropped two in a row, Van Buren and Macon, and then had the wins over Jellicoe and Friendship. And going to end up having a loss tonight here, Thomas, against the Tigerettes.
Yeah, it's kind of been back and forth. This Lady Dog team kind of trying to find their way as they go. They've done some good things throughout, and they've had some learning experience also, including here tonight.
Izzy Smith, a nice steal, came down and had an overzealous pass that goes out of bounds on the floor for Clay County. Sophomore Brooklyn Scott, sophomore Clea Crawford, freshman Tyler Adams, freshman Izzy Smith, and junior Halen Garrison. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:02 mark, they have not used Mercy Rule running clock status. Maybe it's 35 points.
It may be in basketball, but they didn't come close to it a while ago, so as far as running the clock.
56-32. Of course, that was the old football number, dropped it to 30 several years ago. And that may explain during the Friendship Christian boys game why it was a delayed start to it. Tigerettes with the ball. I don't have their next game in slot for me, just the prior ones they played. They've scored well in most of them, though, going over 60 in the majority of their contests. Right at that mark tonight. I go back to it, though, Thomas, as the Tigerettes had another bucket. Molly Story right block. 22 points in that hot first quarter for the Tigerettes, and Clay County just never responded to that early deficit.
Yeah, I mean, they got smacked in the mouth early. They were down 22-9, headed into the second. They extended it to 25-point lead at the break, and Clay County just hadn't been in it since, as we see the reserves come in to finish this one off, as we've got Tyler Adams, Haley Roberts, Izzy Smith, Chanley Rich, and I guess that's Annie Vaughn.
Annie Vaughn rounding out the lineup out there. 3 minutes left in this one. Eighth grader Laney Foster, top of the key, gets the senior Molly Story. Now you see head coach Terry Brock in her second season leading the Tigerettes send her reserves to the scorers table. Of course, she is playing with a freshman and an eighth grader. So.
Sure.
Brock to the hoop. Misses off left side. Tyler Adams the rebound. Tyler going to come out the other way with it. Kicks to Annie Vaughn, her classmate. Annie picks up the dribble, gives to Izzy. Izzy now to the Bulldog logo and a foul caught on the floor. Foster picks up her fourth personal, and she'll check out along with the other starters. New lineup for the Tigerettes here. 2:28 left in the contest. Reserves the rest of the way. 58-32 as Marcy exits the floor. Near 30-point difference, 26 points. Tyler Adams, nice move inside. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Annie Vaughn. Adams, top of the key, gives to Izzy Smith. Shot fake, started to drive, now hands the ball. And he gives to Haley Roberts. Haley now to the hoop. Stripped of the ball by Trusty. Bailey Trusty is tied up by Izzy Smith. Possession arrow favors Clay County.
Senior Mackenzie Heron coming off for the Tigerettes. I think she's going to lead them in scoring tonight with 16. And she's been a consistent player throughout her career, driving the rim. Heron is, I'd say, their consistent leading scorer for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, had some girls that were going to be seniors on this squad that didn't play this year.
Yeah.
Some new names, but Tigerettes just as good as we thought they'd be.
Well, new starting eighth grader and get the production they got out of her, that's pretty impressive because if you look at it, ain't a lot of eighth graders playing. A lot of freshmen don't play.
Right.
So,
Andy Roberts was at the line for Clay Cannon. Did she hit one? I know she missed the second, hit the first.
I think she made a bucket and was there for an and one.
Okay.
Because it's 34-58 now.
Yeah, and it was 32, so there you are. Sophomore Haley Roberts on the season. I was going to see if she had had free throws. She had had one trip prior, was one of two from the line coming into tonight. Junior Brooke Burke hits her first attempt, second one coming. Boys action coming up after this. Of course, head coach Greg Bibb and his assistant Butch Agee, both veterans. They go up against 26-year veteran Rob Edwards. No shortage of good coaches in that game.
Oh, no. That's, you know, Butch was the head coach probably 25-plus himself before he became assistant with Greg.
Of course, Bibb took a hiatus in the middle of his coaching career before returning to it. I think 17 seasons overall. Haley Roberts knocks down a three left side. Nice shot by the sophomore. First three-point make of the season for Haley. It's one of three now as Brooke Burke has the bucket left block. Freshman Izzy Smith going to come across the timeline with him. Under a minute to play in this fourth quarter. Bounce pass inside to Chandler Rich. Rich stripped of the ball. Now a scrum for it. And a jump ball call. Smith, the inbound in front of the Tigerette cheerleaders. Works into Rich. Rich, power dribble. Kicks out to Smith. Smith, three ball in the corner. No good. Rebound, Annie Vaughn. Now, Vaughn, a pretty good hustler.
Yeah.
That's one thing she brings, I noticed. Baseline entry pass to her. Dribbles off her foot. Regathers, though, and a jump ball call. Half a minute to play in this one. Boys contest coming up. Teams split last year. No, that's not true. They met three times. Clay County won two of them. Gordonsville won one. Did not play in football this year. Bit of an oddity. We've grown very accustomed to those teams meeting. Of course, Gordonsville went up to double A in football. Stayed single A in basketball. Annie Vaughn, three ball left side, no good. Rebound Haley Roberts. 10 seconds left. Haley drives, shoots, misses. Rebound Bailey Trusty. And this thing will get dribbled out. This one ends. Head coach Terry Brock and her Gordonsville Tigerettes have come in and handed Clay County a loss, 62-37, the final score. Lady Dogs dropped a 4-3 on the season. Tigerettes advanced 8-1.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. And it's time for the Eco Pounds of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Clay County, can't put it any other way, got punched in the mouth early by Gordonsville as the Tigerettes went up 17-1. By 16 midway through the second quarter, Clay County showed some signs of life, finally got on the board there, cut it to 10 before the end of the first, but trailed 22-9 at the end of the first period before Gordonsville poured it on in the second quarter to lead 40-15. They were up by 25 at halftime, and it didn't get any better, Doug. Kind of like what we said during that boys' game at Friendship Christian. This is a very, very good Gordonsville Tigerette basketball team. They're as good as anybody in Upper Cumberland, looks like to me, guys, and that's saying something as they poured on Clay County and go on to win 62-37.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they changed districts. They're a favorite to win that district, but they played three games in the old district, and they're 2-1 in that. So, win against Clark Range, win against Clay County, a loss to Jackson. So, they're solid.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, Daniel, you said it. It's a mix of senior starters that's been there a while and some just very talented young players.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds strange to say you're starting a freshman and an eighth grader, but I don't know what – they're not the two best players on the squad. Mixed in with the physicality and the experience of those seniors. And you got to give a lot of credit to second-year head coach Terry Rock. Second year in Gordonsville, not her second year overall coaching.
Yeah, and just did a great job. You know, look at this. Four in double figures, guy. One close. So, McKenzie Heron led the way with 16 points. Both Lily Brock and Lainey Foster with 11. Molly Story had 10. Brooke Burke, 8. And then Dariana Bell, 6. You can't spread it around much better than that, can you, Doug?
Well, who you going to guard?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as a coach, you love that stat line because who you going to guard? And if you get that kind of balance, you're going to lose many ball games.
That's one of the first things I said about it. Where's the weakness? And
right.
You can't really identify one.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And they played defense well, too, as Clay County's leading scorer, Haley Garrison. She did have a little foul trouble earlier, but she was held to 1 3-pointer and 3 points in the contest. Tyler Adams had 2. Brooklyn Scott, 2. Haley Roberts, 5 there down the stretch. Haley, Baylor Walden, who I thought played pretty well. He ended up with 5 points. And then Natalie Smith, 8, and Ella Eads, 12. So Ella and Halen both held under their average, well under it. Natalie playing hard to get those 8 points that she got.
Yeah, and those two is going to see that whoever's played. They're going to gear for those two because that's our girl that makes us click. So they're going to be defended every night. So we're going to have to step up and do what we can do.
Yeah, one of those learning experiences, as you say, for the Lady Dogs, Daniel.
Well, and that's what you always got to do. You can do two things about it. You can mope about it or you can get better from it. And I've always said, regardless of the sport, or regardless of whether it's just something in life, we can learn more from our losses than from our wins if we put it to use. So that's all that can be done here.
No doubt. Again, Clay County falls in the girls' game, 62-37 to Gordonsville. This Lady Dog wrap-up been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever while building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us. Boys action up next. Clay County and Gordonsville. Shouldn't get much better than that.
Welcome to the Action H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors hopes you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe. Serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place. Look for Gypsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home.
The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym in front of this boys contest. I'll get my notes turned to the right page here on this H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show, and we'll do the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. This past Friday, Clay County lost to Friendship Christian 48-87. Bigot County beat Oakland on the road. The Bobcats a nice win 80-72. Jackson County beat Decatur County Riverside 76-44. And last night, Red Bone Springs beat FC Boyd Christian 60-47. Tonight's action got Clay County hosting Gordonsville, Pickett County hosting Stone Memorial, Jackson County hosting Livingston Academy, and as far as we know, Red Bone Springs and Clark Range both idle. Clark Range 7-2 on the year, Jackson County 7-1, Pickett County 6-1. Clay County 3-3, Red Bone Springs 2-6. So Jackson County and Pickett in particular both shaping up kind of what we thought they would be. And like you mentioned before, the Buffaloes are turned so many veteran players now. They're putting together a strong season, yeah, too. District 7 boys action, Clay County on the bottom half of it as, yeah, far as overall wins.
Yeah, and of course, if you look at it, it's probably the best four teams in 7A in a while as far as four teams that can win,
yep,
you know, so pretty solid league.
Absolutely. You know, Red Bowling, obviously the weakest of the bunch, but anything can happen at any time. Nothing safe in District 7A ball. Of course, district action will begin after the Christmas tournaments. Boys 7A updates been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, and they are also are the folks who are your local authorized Rainer garage door dealers. We'll go ahead now and wrap up this H&H Children Equipment Parts pregame show with the Back Home Electric keys to the game. Well, we get thoughts on this one. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Clay County not meeting Gordonsville football this year for these seniors who've had such a long storied history with the Tigers, with Jay Foster, with others. One of the last times you're going to get an opportunity to meet them, that makes it a little more special, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, Gordonsville's Gordonsville. We want to beat Gordonsville. I don't care what we're playing them in. We want to beat them. So that's going to be key tonight. Come in ready to play. Play your game. That's number one. And then defend them. You know, they're going to be solid.
Of course, Thomas, from what we understand, Coach Bibb, it's kind of Jay Foster and whatever group is out there with him, according to some sources we've heard. We know his elite athleticism. If we can neutralize him, does that then put the pressure on everybody else?
Yeah, I think so for sure. He's going to be the key here. And, you know, we're going to get to see two of the best athletes go at it in the Upper Cumberland right here between Nolan Adams and Jay Foster. Both, you mentioned football. You can't not say it. Both were quarterbacks of the football teams. And it's going to be fun. But to me, this is a chance for this Bulldog team to get back on the horse. So they got it put on them here last Friday night. With that motivation, doesn't matter who the opponent is.
Right.
Then you add in Gordonsville with it. I expect Clay County to come out and play well here tonight. Don't you, Doug?
Oh, I do, too. Like I said, your two best athletes, your two leaders on each team. So you look for them to both go at each other pretty good and just get after it. Now, that's what it's going to be.
It's going to be fun, I think.
Going to have the good chess match, obviously, between Coach Bibb and Coach Edwards, as they always do. We'll talk more about that as we get into the contest. That's been the keys to the game, brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more, from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups. I'll flip sheets, get the boys on top here. Starting for Gordonsville, a senior number 3, Jay Foster. And I hadn't even called the others. We've got number 5 I see out there. That is junior Waylon Kennedy. Doug, see any more numbers for Gordonsville? Isaac Agee, the junior, number 12. Number 14, sophomore Cameron Stott. And number 2, junior Aiden Miller, starting for Gordonsville. They are the visiting team wearing those blue travel jerseys. Gold, not gold, but white numerals on them. Clay County, the home team, white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Rob Edwards, starting for Clay County, junior, 00, Jake Copeland. Senior, number 2, Cole Eads. Senior, number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior, number 5, Warner Melton. And a junior, number 33, Juju Villa. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday special till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights and Friday nights till 8 p.m., and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this one on. Going to be Adams and Foster, not the last time. We will pair those names together, stepping in for control of the tip. It is Gordonsville who has the opening possession. They work at the hoop to our right during this first half of play.
And they're matched up on the first possession together.
Foster kicks over to Kennedy. Bear with me as I learn the Tigers. Most of the Tigerettes have been around so long, I kind of knew them to start with.
Quick foul on Nolan Adams as Foster takes him to the post right off the bat. It's kind of a ticky-tacky thing there.
Yeah, he had a little contact with him, but I don't think it's nothing that should have been.
Well, these boys sit and watch that girls' game, and that was a big theme early.
It was.
You saw the girls with all those fouls. Gordonsville got into the bonus in the first quarter. We cannot do that in this boys' game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're going to have to adjust earlier. Adams may should be sitting on the bench.
Cannot have him sitting the way we had Garrison and others that are neutralized early. Gordonsville with the basketball. Kennedy swings over to Agee. Agee to Foster down low.
Nolan Adams with the rejection on Foster.
Thomas having to help me. I'm still looking down at this roster a lot. Maybe I need to hold it up in my line of sight. Going to see Nolan going to the free throw line. 53% free throw shooter on the season.
Well, you see Coach Bibb going to the post, trying to take advantage of that size that Foster has over Adams. But so far, so good as Adams. We know how crafty he is on defense.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be them two at each other all night.
Nolan misses the first, hits the second. 7-13 made on the season coming into the night for 53.8%. Puts Clay County in front by one. Foster to Stott. Tigers swinging around. Back to Foster at left wing. Now Agee. Now back to Stott. He drives to the elbow. Dishes back down low to Agee. Defended by Copeland. Nice job by Jake. Fall away jumper. No good. Rebound Copeland. Kicks to Adams. Adams to Eads. Eads under the hoop. Kicks it back out to Bella. Swings now to Adams to Melton. And a travel.
He's got to shoot that ball right there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's open. He's got to take that.
Melton, a 32% free throw, a three-point shooter. So anytime he's got it, he needs to pull that trigger.
Yeah.
6:35 mark of the first. Dogs in front, 1-0. Got a baseball score going early in this one. Juju Villa takes it away from Jay Foster. Villa is that crafty guy. He knows what he brings. He's bringing 4.3 rebounds a contest, several steals. Just kind of does the dirty work there that you don't think of being done sometimes.
Yeah, just quick hands right there from Villa as we see Coach Bibb go to a 2-3 zone. Duck.
Yeah.
Turnover. Melton a little strong trying to go across the top of the key to Villa.
And you won't find a clearer player than Juju out there, and he's quick.
And we see that adjustment from Coach Edwards right off the bat as we see Villa denying Jay Foster.
Miller with it. Works against Adams, gives to Stott. Stott hands off to Kennedy. Kennedy in the paint against Melton. Misses the shot. Warner's called for the personal. Three of these dogs offensively averaging double figures. Eads with 10, Nolan Adams 10.2, Warner Melton 11.3. Aiden Cherry right there at it, too. Of course, the big 31-point night at Jellicoe.
That's like that won't ever hurt you average. It'll do well.
Of course, Nolan's is a little deceiving once again. He didn't play those first two contests, and his tally is divided by six on that average as well. So a little deceiving on Nolan's there.
Yeah, I'd say he's averaging quite a bit more. He's had two 20-point games, I know.
Blocked by AJ. Actually, AJ going to be called for the foul. Coach Bibb upset at that one.
I understand that in a little. I mean, a good defensive play looked like.
Similar to we saw Molly Story block a shot, was called for a foul earlier.
Well, they apparently didn't get the block shot because it's going underneath out of bounds. So the foul must have been before Nolan got the shot off, is all I can say.
That's a good point. The two things don't go together necessarily, do they?
Needless to say, plenty of whistles already.
Adams, three ball, right side, good. Nolan finding his stroke there. Dogs up 4-1. Three and three are Clay County. 3-5 are the Tigers. Foster with that. It's actually Miller. Now Foster with it. Defended by Villa. Isolation drive. Good job by Juju. Called for the foul, though. Thomas didn't like it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You got to give them something. The body or the reach one.
Yeah.
And you're not giving them either one.
They're giving me one right now. So. And
got to let them play.
Coach Edwards and Coach Bibb both saying that. Just give us one of them.
Yeah, one or the other.
5-minute mark of this first quarter. Teams still feeling each other out. Miller hands to Stott. Stott over to Kennedy. Now back to Stott. Inside, and a foul called. Is this Villa or Melton?
Villa. It's Foster again, trying to use his size advantage. Had Villa pinned. I don't know what they got him for there. Back arm, I guess.
Second personal for Juju. AG on the inbound, works against Copeland. Shot no good in the paint. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan quickly into the front court. Dishes to Melton. Melton puts on the brakes, kicks to Cole. Cole leads, three ball, no good. Hit off the top of the backboard and went out of bounds.
That is a good look. That's one you want right there.
Of course, hit the rim first. I made that sound like his initial shot hit the top of the backboard. It did not hit the back of the iron, and it bounced up there. Stott with it, top of the key, gives to Kennedy. Kennedy to Foster, Foster to AG, now back to Stott. Inside to Foster, who's posted Villa up. Offensive foul?
No.
No way, right? Villa, his third personal. What can you do with
that? Now they call that on Warner.
Okay, that's a break. But that's two for him, so fifth foul. So here we are, not even halfway through the opening quarter in the bonus for the Tigers. Once again, not saying that they're not happening, but just being called in such a way that neither Clay County squad was able to adjust early to the officiating.
Well, I mean, they've called eight already in 4 minutes. That's a lot of fouls no matter how they're balanced out.
Yeah, three for Gordon's, five for Clay, so it's not lopsided.
And it didn't end up being that way in the girls' game either. It was just a lot of whistles.
Yeah. It was consistent, that's for sure. And they kept calling what they were calling. Foster misses both of the free throws, perhaps a weakness for him. Nolan Adams, top of the key, defended by Kennedy. Uses a Caden Copeland screen and a foul called. Nolan doing a nice job showing the contact with his body and goes to the free throw line for three.
It wasn't. I think that's a pretty good call right there. He definitely got some contact out of that.
Missed the initial three-pointer. Now three attempts from the free throw line. He's hit a couple already. Too strong on the back of the iron. 4-1 the score. Low scoring affair here halfway through this first quarter. 4:02 mark. don't know that I've done a good job with time and score, but there just hasn't been a lot of scoring. Nolan misses the first two, has a third attempt coming. On the floor, Jake Copeland, Caden Copeland, Nolan Adams, Cole Leeds, and Aiden Cherry. Good JV action before this one. Girls lost a close one to Gordonsville. Boys won handily. Never was in question.
Yeah, JV bunch. Boys, they're very nice. Good talent right there.
Gordonsville with the ball. Clay County with the four-point lead, 5-1. AG with it, gives to Stott. Stott works against Cherry. Picks up the dribble, gives to Miller. Miller pushes off. Gives back to Foster against Eads. Fires the three, drains it. Cole right there on him.
Yeah.
Foster content to shoot it under pressure and drained it. 5-4. Nolan Adams to the hoop, and a foul going to be called against AG. Foster wanting the offensive foul call, but AG going to be called for the personal. So now Clay County near the bonus. And as they're in it now. Second for AG. Warner Melton checking in. Jake Copeland checking out. Clay County up by one. 5-4. 3:31 mark of the first. Nolan misses the free throws. One of his last five from that mark. Foster, I believe. No. Who was that?
I just scored right there.
Yeah?
Two.
Miller. Miller with the bucket. For Gordonsville. Tigers lead now. First lead of the night. For Gordonsville, 6-5. Still a baseball score here, 3 minutes left in this first quarter.
It could heat up now. Tigers go man-to-man. Let's see what Clay County does with it here.
Nolan with it. To the block. Shot up. Blocked. Rebound to AG. AG picks up loose ball, crosses the timeline, sets up shop at left wing. Dishes off to Christian Hawkins, who's checked in. Foster, another three-pointer. Coach Edwards says, I've seen enough. He takes a timeout as Gordonsville builds a four-point lead. 2:42 mark of this first quarter. Gordonsville 9, Clay County 5.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Dogs trail the Tigers of Gordonsville, 9-5, under 3 minutes left here in the first.
2:35 mark. Clay County with the basketball. Coley's going to be fouled by Aiden Miller. We'll see Cole go to the line to shoot two. Second personal for Miller. Cole, a 71% free throw shooter on the season, has hit 12 of 17. Cole hitting 35% from 3 points. 12 of 35. Just has turned into a good shooter. Has put a whole lot of reps through that net machine over there. I don't know what that shooting machine's called. I guess maybe a shooting machine.
It's called the gun.
The gun. Throws it back to you. And Cole really good when he has time to set his feet and see the hoop like he does on free throws. Knocks both of those down. Makes the two-point game 9-7. Dogs trailing. Miller gives to Hawkins. Hawkins defended by Eads. This is to Foster. Foster drives into the paint. Four-foot floater. No good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan quickly the other way. Crosses the timeline. Penetrates. And a foul on Stott. Nolan actually going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul was on the floor, but in the bonus. 2:09 left in this first quarter, so the Tigerettes hit 9 free throws early in that game at one point. They hit more on the contest. I think all that was in the first quarter. They built that healthy first quarter lead from the free throw line in large part. and whichever team is best at it here may do so. Nolan hits both of those, makes it a tie game. 9-9, 2:05 left in the first. Eads, Adams, Copeland, Cherry, and Melton. That is Jake Copeland for Clay County. Stock gives to Foster. Foster to Hawkins. That's bass pass. A bounce pass. Picked up by Eads. Colgan will drive to the hoop. Layup good. I don't know how you describe all that. A head fake, a pass fake, a shot fake, and then he ended up scoring just
yeah,
a lot.
And then a little bit of traffic there, too. That's a tough score. Good play with Cole.
Yeah, it was. Foster, little heat check for him. Missed the three-pointer after hitting two already. Cherry the rebound. Cherry to Melton. Melton to the hoop aggressively. Now a timeout by Greg Bibb. He'll call the 30. We'll play one ad and be back. Minute 24 left in the first quarter. Clay County 13, Gordonsville 9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County back in the lead. It's 13-9. Bulldogs.
Quarter of runs here. Tigers jumped up. Coach Edwards took a timeout. Dogs jumped up. Coach Bibb takes a timeout. Minute five left in the first. Aiden Miller, right wing, defended by Cole Leeds. Gives it to Foster. Here we go. Foster and Nolan Adams. Foster dishes off to Hawkins. Hawkins to Stott. Don't know that Stott has attempted a shot yet in the quarter. But now another reserve. That's number 11. Tate Randolph, a freshman. I missed what happened. Hawkins with the bucket. Every time Coach Bibb sends in the sub, I have to take my eyes off the action to look at my roster, and I end up missing a bucket. Dogs lead by two. 13-11. Cole Eads, defended by Aiden Miller. Top of the key. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Pretty even so far, Doug.
Yeah, kind of what you expected. I mean, I thought the score would be a little more elevated, but I thought it'd be this type of game.
10 seconds left in the quarter. Now we start to execute. Cherry the screen. Nolan works to the hoop. Euro step shot in the paint. Beautiful. Buzzer's going to sound on this first quarter. Nice exclamation mark to the end of the first 8 minutes. 15-11, Clay County in front.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Gordonsville here in the boys' game, 15-11, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Nolan Adams leads the way, all scorers with 9 in the first quarter. Cole leads 4, Warner Melton 2 for Clay County, who have 15. Jay Foster leading the Tigers with 7. Christian Hawkins, Aiden Miller, both with 2. Waylon Kennedy has 1. For Gordonsville, who trails 15-11 to Clay County headed into the second. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber. The Getting Place, serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Co-lead shot blocked by Jay Foster. Foster gathers it in, heads the other way. Offensive foul. Ooh, Nolan Adams called for his second personal. I agree with Nolan. Nolan kind of baffled on that one. But
I think they've all went that way, though, with this crew. We haven't seen many charges taken.
That's right. Yeah, now, hey, once again, they've been very consistent with what they're doing. Hawkins misses the jump, rebound Aiden Cherry. Cherry dishes off to his classmate, Cole Eads. The senior looks to 26-year veteran Rob Edwards. 561 wins in his career to 230 losses. Eads, three ball, too strong off the back of the iron, rebound Hawkins. Hawkins now being aggressive. Bounce pass to Stott. Stott's layup good. First points for Stott. 15-13. Clay County in front by two. 7-10 mark of the fourth.
We've seen Coach Bibb kind of stay with this man-to-man after going most of the first quarter in that zone, Doug.
Nolan Adams, three ball off the left side of the rim. Rebounded by a Tiger. That's Tate Randolph, the freshman. He kicks to Foster. On the floor for Clay County, Nolan Adams, Jake Copeland, Warner Melton, Cole Eads, and Aiden Cherry. Randolph in the paint, travels, no whistles blow, though. Loose ball is picked up, Aiden Cherry. He kicks to Cole Eads. Cole dishes into the front court to Melton. Melton is defended by Miller. He steps back to left wing, hands off to Nolan. Nolan, open look at three, left side, too short. Missed it all. Hawkins reels in the air ball and takes over for the Tigers. He loses the handle. Fortunately for him, Aiden Miller picks it up, gives to Foster. We were impressed during that girls' game with Foster's younger sister, Lainey, who started as an eighth grader and impressed.
Yeah, she is nice.
6 minutes left in this second quarter, and the Tigers in empty possession. Thomas just threw it away. Good defense by the Dawgs.
Yeah, it was, and watching Nolan Adams kind of pace Foster there. You see Coach Edwards go with Nolan on defensive end a few trips and then switch some other guys in. We've seen Juju Villa play well against Foster also.
Yeah, I think they'll have to mix it up quite a bit tonight with him.
Villa back in the lineup. Nolan Adams, 10-foot jumper, left elbow, no good. Ooh, Jake Copeland fighting for the rebound. Couldn't pull it down, though. Nice effort. Stock going to reel it in. For the Tigers, 5:40 and ticking, second quarter. Stock to the hoop, shot blocked by Aiden Cherry. Nice job by him, and it's Clay County ball.
Really good defense right there. Might have got a break on that one, though, Doug.
They got a little break, but it's pretty good defense.
Is that same official that awarded us the ball down here? Yeah. Well, we thought we touched it last. Warner Melton, left wing, swings to Villa. Juju in the corner, the Cherry out top. Aiden going to drive, puts on the brakes, dishes off to Melton. Melton now going to do the same. Nolan Adams, three ball right side, no good. Jake Copeland, the rebound, a foul going to be called, jump ball call. Simultaneous possession by Foster and Copeland.
Yeah, great job by Copeland. He's been battling down there, Doug.
Yeah, and that's going to be a battle in there. They go hard to the boards, and he's been battling good tonight.
Yeah, Copeland, I like the edge he's playing with. You know, he's getting in there.
Leading rebounder on the squad is Jake Copeland. 6 rebounds a contest. Hawkins with it, swings to Stott, Stott to Randolph, Randolph the three, it's short, and a foul called on Villa? Villa called away from the ball for the foul. Juju picks up his third. I think they've just got a vendetta on Juju tonight.
It switched over on Foster, just trying to keep him off the boards there. That's the second cheap one, really.
So maybe protecting the star a little. And we've seen that work both ways for the Dawgs over the years. Now another foul or just out of bounds?
I believe it's on Gordon for that one.
Randolph called for the personal. Looks like he took the abuse.
Yeah, there ain't no rhyme and reason.
447 mark, other than the count's pretty easy.
Yeah.
447 and tick in second quarter, 15-13. The score went from baseball to football now with the scoreboard. Dawgs enjoying the two-point lead. Cole Eads on the drive and a foul on Hawkins as he lingers with the back arm on the back of Cole.
Greg is not happy.
No, he's not. He's staring a hole through the official there.
But now, Coach Andrew is not happy.
No, they just assumed the whistles be put away for the most part. Jay Foster, jump ball call, got his hand on the buckshot. So no foul called on Foster.
Nothing called.
4:27 mark of the second is possession arrow favors the black, purple, and gold. No one inbounds. Now gets it back. Puts on the brakes. Goes to Copeland inside. Copeland loses his foot, and then the Tigers get the ball. Foster with it, right wing, works against Aiden Cherry. Baseline jumper, no good. Jay Foster rebounded, though, by Waylon Kennedy. Power dribble, putback, no good. Rebound, Jake Copeland. Nice move by Kennedy. Couldn't get it to fall, though.
Well, neither team's getting anything to fall. They're getting, both teams getting some pretty good looks. Just nothing's going.
Halfway through the second quarter. 3:55 mark. Jake Copeland with a hot pass bounces off his face and goes out of bounds. Nolan Adams just one step ahead there, and a great no-look pass. Jake usually sure-handed on those, just couldn't rip it in.
That come a little hot, though.
It did.
It doesn't make a good catch on it. But he should catch that. I mean, Jake will tell you that. He should have had that.
He was half a second from doing it. Kennedy swings to Stott. Stott at the wing. Kicks to Foster. Foster, shot fake, drives. Now shoots. Misses. Rebound. Kennedy. Kicks to Stott. Stott against Cherry. Cherry cuts him off. Easton Garner and Parker Upchurch, the freshman duo, come to the scorer's table. They both had good JV games. It's a turnover by Foster. Maybe a good no call. Clay County wanted a charge. Gordonsville wanted a defensive call, and no foul was called on eBay.
I said, this bench is happy right now. So I don't, I mean, it's just, and I understand because it's not real consistent what's going on. And that's all each one of them wants. I mean, Coach Bill, Coach Everett, this one's something consistent. It's not.
Well, they can coach to however it is as long as it is consistent, right? Garner kicks up Church, and now bench warning on Coach Bibb. Loudest cheer of the night from Bulldog Nation. They love to applaud Coach Bibb when he is reprimanded by the officials. No technical, just a bench warning.
Yeah, this is the first slap on the hand.
Something that was said, I assume. Yeah. 3 minutes left here in this first half, Thomas. Nolan Adams with it on them. Now, Dogs do lead here, 15-13. Talk about slow and methodical. Another missed jumper, Stott the rebound. Stott going to press the issue, and now a foul called on Nolan, his third personal, if that's correct.
Yeah, and that one, you know, even if he got all ball, that's one of those you're going to get hit with most of the time. Even if you don't foul, Doug, and it just got to be a little smarter on that one.
Well, I mean, you know you got two.
Yeah.
You don't want a silly one.
Technical foul being assessed on Coach Edwards, at least on the Clay County bench. Actually, on Nolan, they said. So Nolan gets the technical. His fourth personal. So he made things worse, but whatever happened, he went from three personals to now four.
Yeah.
As he sits on the bench, first technical of the season on Adams, hopefully the last. Foster on the free throws, hits them both, makes it 15-15 after for a long time it was 15-13. Now Coach Edwards addressing his senior point guard calmly on the bench, talking with him. 2:45 mark of this second quarter. AG with the ball at the free throw line, won't tell. Gives to Stott. Stott swings to Foster on the floor. We've got co-leads, Easton Garner, Aiden Cherry, Jake Copeland, and Parker Upchurch. AG nearly walks, gives to Foster, step back long two, no good. Rebound, Gordonsville, AG, power dribble, spin, block shot, Copeland. Loose ball picked up by Kennedy. Kennedy to the hoop, misses the shot. Aiden Cherry the rebound. Hot potato with it out there.
Yeah.
2:10 left in this low scoring second quarter. Thomas, what was the score at the end of one?
15-11, so it's been all Gordonsville here in a second, if that's what you want to call 4 points.
A 4-0 run for the Tigers in the last 6 minutes and 5 seconds of game clock. And a double dribble call. I don't know if this is a great defensive effort by both squads, a poor offensive showing by both squads. Well, I don't know where you chalk it up to.
Well, it's not very very good basketball, I'll put it that way, from either team. I think the refs may be the player of the game so far.
I think it's got a lot to do with we're not real consistent. It's got them just – they don't know what to do out there. So.
Minute 45 left in this first half. 15-15 to score. Dogs looking for their first points of the quarter. Hayden Cherry with it. Swings to Garner. Garner to Eads.
Yeah, and they're going to have to look somewhere else besides their main scorer, Nolan Adams, on the bench with four fouls. Is Cole Leeds drives the lane. Late foul call here?
Well, it's not, I don't think it was on that.
Oh.
It wasn't on the shot. It was away from the ball after that.
That's three on Foster,
that's
right?
Three on Foster. Adams is on the bench with four. Foster's got three. He's on the floor. Coach Bibb better get him out of there. He'll he'll have four. Minute 20 left in the second quarter. Aiden Cherry with it, uses a Jake Copeland screen to get to the free throw line. Now he hands off to Copeland, who hands back to Cole Eads. Now Cole Eads, averaging in double figures as well as Warner Melton. So even with Adams on the bench, should have scoring. And here it is. Parker Upchurch cues it up from three, but it did not fall. I got excited. He hit several during JV action. Foster scores. 17-15, under a minute to play in this first half. I believe that was Foster. Wouldn't Hawkins?
It was. No, it was Foster.
Okay.
Foster in the double figures with that bucket. He's got 11, the leadoff scores.
11 of Gordonsville, 17.
Gordonsville, all 6 points here in the second. Dogs not on the board in the second quarter yet.
Scoreless second quarter to this point. Two-pointer by Upchurch, air ball. Rebound, Aiden Cherry. Here we are. The drought's broken. Aiden Cherry adds the bucket from left block on the rebound putback.
Nice work there by Aiden to keep battling to get that and get a score.
Makes it a tie ball game, 17-17. Lowest scoring first half we've ever called on the Horizon Sports Network, I believe, in 9 seasons. 5 seconds left in this quarter, and whistles blow. The bucket's good. Jay Foster goes to the line for an and-one opportunity.
Yeah, I think he was pointing at the floor.
Yeah.
He's pointing at the floor, I think, before the shot.
It's still going to be two shots. It's the fifth tile.
Right.
But it's still going to be a two shot.
Bucket's not good, though. So
no bucket, yeah.
Yeah, no basket. Two shots for Foster.
Very similar call to saying bucket's good, and it was on the floor. So yeah. It was, you're right, Thomas.
Well, now, honestly, I think it should have been Bucky because he was in a shooting motion there.
Foster breaks the tie, gives the Tigers a one-point lead, 18-17. Second free throw's away and good. 1.9 seconds on the clock. Got time for a heave here. End on the Gardner power dribble, and he's stripped of the ball. No whistles blow. 19-17 to score after the first two quarters here at Joe Sims Gym.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome in to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 19-17 here in the boys' game. It's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a 15-11 lead at the end of the first quarter, behind 9 first quarter points from their leading scorer, Nolan Adams. They led by 4. And then went cold. Only 2 points for the Dogs in the second stanza. They were outscored 8-2, so a total of 10 in the second quarter for both teams, as Aiden Cherry added that for Clay County. And the Dogs now trail by 2, 19-17. Nolan Adams has those 9 points here at the break. He did pick up what we think is his fourth foul, as he picked up his third, and then a technical was assessed, we think, to Nolan. On the bench, Doug was talking about maybe it needs to be assessed to the bench, not to an individual player, because he was out of the ball game. So we'll see how that goes. He's got either 3 or 4 fouls as he set out in the second half of the second quarter. Cole Eats does have 4 points for Clay County. Warner Melton, 2, and Aiden Cherry, the only 2 in the second quarter for the Dogs. Jay Foster leading the way for the Tigers. He's got a cool dozen, 12 points here at the half. Christian Hawkins has 2, Aiden Miller, 2, Cameron Stott has 2, and Waylon Kennedy 1 for the Tigers, who lead Clay County 19-17 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Scoopers Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Becker and I from Joe Sims, Jimbo teams coming out of the locker room, perhaps hotter than they were when they went in there. Colt first half, 19-17, Tigers in front. Time now on this Papa Girl Body Shop halftime show for the Scoopers Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina, right beside Subway. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free small milkshake of their choosing from Scoopers. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Scoopers Trivia Challenge question. Looking at single game stat leaders against Gordonsville, there are only two Lady Dogs that we show to have hit five or more three-pointers in a game against the Tigerettes. One of those two is career three-point leader Taylor Strong. Who is the other one? Now, I'm going to narrow it down and give a hint here. Of course, three-point line was put in around 88, something like that. So I don't want to give you 50 years of history to pick from. The answer is a Clay County High School era player, 2004 till present. Let me read that again. Looking at single-game stat leaders against Gordonsville, there's only two Lady Dogs that have hit five or more three-pointers in a game against the Tigerettes. One of those two is career three-point leader Taylor Strong. Name the other one, and it is a player, a Lady Dog, from the CCHS era, 2004 to present day. If you want to take a guess at that, send in your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Guys, I said it a couple times. I know y'all's probably tired of hearing it, but it just fits. We was playing baseball in the first quarter, single digit scoring. We got to football here at the half, 19-17. Will we turn to basketball in the second half?
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. It was just an ugly first half both ways. I mean, neither team could get any rhythm. The officiating, again, had a lot to do with that. You know, neither coach has been happy with what's going on. And you're decent enough to play a little bit, I think. So hopefully they will.
Brooke Burchett guesses Katie Arms. Outstanding guess there, but incorrect. Sean Melton guesses Megan Copas. Another great guess, but incorrect. Jason Orhan Hamilton guesses Michelle Chambers. Remember, this is a CCHS era player, 2004 to present. Chambers' senior campaign was 1998 at Salina High School. Madison Short guesses Sidney Roach, as does Tiff Brown. Now, let me throw out a little side note. That's possible. I don't show it as being the case. I don't have every single thing from Sidney's freshman and sophomore years, but I don't show that, no. So incorrect on Sidney Roach as far as five in a game against Gordonsville, five made three-pointers. Holly Wright being guessed, incorrect. So keep those guesses coming. Looking for the only Lady Dog that we know of, other than Taylor Strong, to hit five three-pointers in a game against Gordonsville. Some good guesses have been guessed on the hotline. Keep them rolling in, folks, as we get into third quarter action. The teams have switched into the court here. Gordonsville at the hoop to our left now during this second half of play. Clay County to hoop to our right. Foster with it. Jake Copeland on the floor. Prone position. Fighting for it. Aiden Cherry scrumming. We are playing football literally right now. Maybe rugby. Is we've got five, six different guys down there.
Chess match continues. Coach Edwards going to a 2-3 zone.
That's what I was about
to
say. You know, he's coming out to that 2-3 zone now. So
Tyler Kerr guesses Polly Herman. Great guess. Of course, Polly, a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. Over 1,000 points scored in her career. But not somebody who hit five three-pointers in a game against the Tigerettes. Oh, we've got a correct answer on the hotline. It comes from multi-time winner over the years, Farrell Wood. She says Maddie Monroe. 100% correct. I believe Monroe doing it during her junior campaign, during that state title run in 2012. Of course, Farrell helping coach that squad. So congratulations to Farrell Wood. She will be receiving through the mail a free milkshake certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Scoopers and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, offering hand-dipped and self-served ice cream, shakes, sundaes, hot fudge cakes, and more. Enjoy your favorite sweet treat at Scoopers on the bypass in Salina. We appreciate everybody who played tonight. Tiff Brown also guesses her daughter Allie Bowles, or maybe Ashley Owens. Great guesses, but incorrect as we know now, of course. Brooke Burchett also guessed Amanda Kendall. Kendall probably did it, as did Chambers maybe, but that was back in that CHS era. So, but they, the way, actually they didn't do it. I had that too. I just wanted to narrow down the answers. It was Maddie Monroe. Agee on the bucket, number 12.
Stop makes the
14,
bucket.
14.
Okay,
for Gordonsville, the first points of the second half. You believe that?
4-point lead now for the Tigers. 21-17 on the floor for Clay County, opening up this third quarter. Co-lead Jake Copeland, Aiden Cherry, Warner Melton, and Juju Villa. Nolan Adams on the bench with four personal fouls. Ended up getting a technical assessed to him. And as we talked during halftime, Doug, you pointed out something interesting. Probably shouldn't have been assessed personally to him, but rather to the team, to the bench.
Yeah.
Since he was on the bench at the time.
That should have been a bench technical.
Of course, makes a big deal. As Stott comes up stealing it from Melton. They were having a scrum over the ball. Stott with the last 4 points for Gordonsville. And a flourish of activity brings a timeout here. We're going to stay on air and talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank. Care in common is their new slogan, Thomas.
Yeah, Bank of Salina is now Wellworth Bank. But again, don't worry. The bank hasn't sold. It hasn't changed hands. They're still the same people and service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're well worth a bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly places you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of the community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. Wellworth Bank, care in common.
Aiden Cherry with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Each timeout that's been taken in this game, coming out of it, the team whose coach took the timeout has had a resurgence.
Yeah.
We'll see if it happens here for Clay County. Jake Copeland called for the illegal screen. Jake's second personal. .545 and ticking, third quarter. Gordonsville and Clay County. Good job by Melton defensively. Knocks it loose. Coleach picks up the loose ball. Cole dribbles down right wing. Kicks to Villa. Villa three in the corner. No good. Rebound, Waylon Kennedy. Dogs enjoy a two-game win streak in this series going back to last year. Teams met three times. Dogs won two of them. Foster with a bucket. Assist from Waylon Kennedy. 5:20 in ticking. 25-17 here in the third quarter. Tigers lead by eight.
Yeah, Gordonsville starting the second half on a 6-0 run. Half a dozen for the Tigers, zero for Clay County.
Edwards' longest win streak in his career against Gordonsville, 13 straight games. Coming from 2015 through 2019. Of course, those are the Tyreek Key years. Dogs have played Gordonsville 60 times under Coach Edwards. 49 wins to 11 losses. In his career against Gordonsville. Pretty dominant, guys, all time for Coach Edwards. Foster misses. Actually, that is Miller. Misses the reverse layup. Comes back Clay County's way. Melton, right wing, needing a bucket. Cole and Warner both averaging double figures on the season. Need them here, along with Aiden Cherry, to step up, score some points with Nolan Adams sitting on the bench with those four personal fouls. Just a shot away, Doug, for momentum. And here it is, Warner Melton.
You kind of called that one down, and that's a big bucket. We haven't scored in a little bit.
We needed that. We got 20 points in the contest. That was over 10% of them right there on that shot. And here we are halfway through this third quarter, a low, low scoring game. Gordonsville up by 5, 25-20.
Well, we've gone 12 minutes and scored 5 points.
And
third and all the second.
You know, and both teams usually score now. Both these teams score.
Absolutely. Melton dishes off to Copeland. Copeland lets traffic clear. Good job by Copeland letting everybody clear out and then scoring. Nice assist for Mortimer Melton. Single possession game, 25-22. Tigers in front by three. Agee to the hoop. He scores. Back to a two-possession game. Co-leads, Juju Villa, Aiden Cherry, Warner Melton, Jake Copeland on the floor for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Aiden Cherry, top of the key, firing the three. Yes, sir! Aiden Cherry draining it. I've been calling for Aiden to get back in as an offensive leader on this squad. He's a great scorer. Have not seen him score as much during last week's three games. And definitely somebody we need to contribute him to the point tally.
Oh, definitely. He's got to pick up his scoring all the time.
Very
we need him. We need, yeah.
Of course, had 31 at Jellico. And Aiden, honestly, still figuring out where what his role is in the different lineups here. Transferring in, just playing with these guys this 1 year. Already, he feels right at home, though, to me. Melton firing the three. Ends up in a pass there. Cole Eads. Eads gets the bucket from right block. Now Coach Bibb takes the full timeout. Guys, we've got a tie game. 27-27, 2:27 left in the third.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County and Gordonsville knotted at 27. Under 3 minutes left here in the third quarter.
2:15 and ticking. Miller out top for the Tigers. Gives to Hawkins. Now AG on the baseline. Cross court to Foster in the corner. He drives, splits a pair of defenders, and Caden Copeland called for the foul. So the only thing that I see that Copeland could have done different, just never moved the feet. He ended up letting the feet retreat backwards because he wouldn't move in otherwise.
No, he defended that very well. Or just get a little more steel.
Got to hold the feet. Bucket good from the free throw line, completes the three-point play, 30-27. Foster puts the Tigers back in front by three. Bella swings to Cherry. Cherry to Eads. Eads in the corner. Nolan Adams has not played during this third quarter. Has four personal fouls. Perhaps we'll see him in the fourth and final quarter. Cherry to Eads. Cole now with it. Clay County looking for a good shot. Melton. Bella. Cherry. Back to Warner. Shot faking a drive to the elbow. Jumper. No good. I like the idea. Like the execution, just couldn't get the shot to go.
Clay County basketball.
Dogs will inbound off to our right on the baseline. Coach Edwards, 25-2 in Salina against Gordon. Cherry, three-pointer, no good off the back of the iron. Villa pulls down an offensive rebound, gives the Dogs another crack at it. Eads, three-pointer, no good. Villa nearly with another. He's knocked to the floor from behind. Jump ball call.
I believe he got a good shove behind right there. He got kind of cleared out.
Yeah. Possession arrow favors Clay County. A third chance here to tie this game or draw within one.
Yeah, Coach Edwards is questioning the same thing you guys were discussing.
On the inbound, Cherry bounces inside to Eads. Picked up a start. Pass out ahead to Miller. Miller to the hoop. Layup. Good. Tigers up by five, 32-27. Aiden Cherry crosses the timeline, kicks to Cole Eads. Cole to Juju, Juju to Warner. Warner to the wing, and now over across to Cole. Cole going to drive, and a foul called on Aiden Miller. It's kind of one of those deals that's almost like, if I drive, you've got to let me drive.
Yeah.
You know?
That's kind of what it is to that, for sure.
Which goes against any kind of coaching. You always want to cut off the drive and deny access to the hoop. Just establish position in front of the offensive player, but tonight that's just not possible, is it?
No, they're not letting that go tonight. There's going to be something.
Aiden Miller with three personals now. 35 seconds and ticking here in this third quarter. 32-27. Clay County has had the ball in their front court for the last 2 minutes. They've had several attempts, a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks with no points. A jump ball that saved the possession, and then that last foul. Cole Eads dribbling down, 15 seconds left in the third. Now 10. Copeland sets a screen. Cole works to the elbow, gives to Melton. Melton stops, shoots, in and out, no good. Kept alive, Eads with it, 2 seconds, shot blocked. He goes out of bounds. Clay County can inbound and tap it. 3/10 of a second on the clock. Is that the magic number?
Yeah, 3/10 or less, you've got to tip it.
We try the alley-oop tip. It is deflected. The quarter ends. 32 for Gordonsville, 27 for Clay County after three.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Dogs trail the Tigers of Gordonsville by 5, 32-27, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nobody in the double figures for Clay County. Nolan Adams lead the way with 9. Cole Eads has 6. Warner Melton, Aiden Cherry both with 5. And Jake Copeland has 2 for the Dogs. Jay Foster leads all scorers with 17. He's the only player in double figures in this contest as Clay County trails 32-27. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Foul call. If you can imagine that, against Jake Copeland. Now, I saw that one. I agree with it. I thought they were for a second going to call it against AG.
He was pointing to us, you know, the desires.
All right, guys. Clay Kenny trailing by 5. Got a quarter to do something about it. Inside to Kennedy. Tigers now up by 7. Waylon Kennedy with the easy bucket. 3 personal fouls for Jake Copeland. Nolan Adams has checked back in on the court. Original 5 starters, Eads, Melton, Adams, Jake Copeland, and Villa. Warner gives to Nolan. Nolan inside to Jake Copeland. He scores.
Good little two-man game there. We need that bucket.
Yeah, that was sweet. Jake Copeland with the soft hands and just got the roll.
Now A.G. with it. Kicks to Miller. Miller to Kennedy. Power dribble. Spin. Fouls call. On the floor. Warner Melton called for the personal. That's his third. 6:51 left in the contest. Gordon's up by 5. 34-29.
A little moisture on the floor. Clean up an aisle 3, looks like.
Yeah, always a dangerous thing. Now Now Gordon's with the inbound. Just looking at Clay County's offensive totals this year, their lowest scoring effort was 46 against Van Buren County. 29 thus far here in this one. AG working hard in the paint. Leans into Copeland. And this is going to be Jay Foster with the bucket from right block. 6:35 left in this one. Gordon's pull up to a 7-point lead, and that feels like a lot, even though it's not.
Yeah.
Nolan to Juju. Juju to Warner. Warner with it at right wing. Swings back to Nolan. Now Cole. Cole picks it up. Dishes back to Melton. Melton being defended by Hawkins. We didn't have a great view, but Warner picks up his fourth personal right there. Offensive foul.
Well, he met through a little hip. It's hard to tell, but.
Good sell job by Hawkins to bring attention to it.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything malicious, but he did kind of duck the shoulder there.
Of course, not a lot different than we saw AG doing to Copeland earlier. And now Melton has fouled out. He just got his fifth personal. He's gone. Melton has expired. Aiden Cherry comes in, so nice to have the depth at the guard position. Nolan Adams playing with four personals. Jake Copeland, three. Juju Villa, three. 6:04 left in this one. Dogs trail by seven. Tigers with the ball. Junior Aiden Miller out top. Defended by senior Nolan Adams. Inside to AG. AG to the baseline. Jumper in and out, no good. Rebound Nolan. And a foul called against Hawkins.
A little body bump there against Nolan Adams.
Yeah, this.
Second personal against Christian Hawkins. And we've got Clay County with four fouls in the quarter, so the next one, Wilson Gordon will line for free throws. Go leads. Looking for a bucket. Find the three. No good. Rebound AG. 5:30 mark. Fourth quarter. Dogs trailing. Miller puts on the brakes. Banks off the glass. No good. Eads rebound. Really need a Clay County bucket here. 7 points to lead for the Tigers. Cole hands to Nolan. Nolan drives against Miller. Kicks to Cherry. Cherry, three ball. Yeah! Aiden Cherry draining it. Second triple of the contest.
Another big bucket. And then these stops right now. Just need stops. Got it back to four.
36-32. Miller hands to Hawkins. Hawkins to Foster. Foster to Kennedy. Kennedy against Cherry gives up to AG. AG directs traffic. 4:45 and ticking. Miller to Hawkins. Hawkins reverse layup. Wild. Missed everything. Hit the structure on the top of the goal.
That's a good defensive stand by Clay to force that bad shot.
Nolan Adams going to walk it down. Last regular season home game against these Tigers for the seniors. 4:30 mark. Clay County trails. Nolan, baseline jumper. Rolled in and out. Rebound. Foster tied up loose ball. Juju Villa. Great job by Foster and Villa. Two good athletes just weighed you more there. And that's one of those things we talk about Billy doing that maybe don't show up on a stat sheet somewhere. Now possession arrow favoring Clay the next time something happens.
Still three-quarter court pressure from the Dogs.
AG with it. Gives to Miller. 36-32. Dogs trail by four. Halfway through this fourth quarter.
Kind of got a little break there when he got it in there. If he just looked at the rim, there was nobody there. He could have just laid it in, yeah, when AG got it.
Miller to Stott. Stott content to dribble it back out. And let time tick. Stott under pressure. Villa applying it. Gives to AG.
Yeah, we've seen Coach Bibb kind of let the air out of the last two or three possessions, Doug.
Yeah, and he's going to be patient right now with that four-point lead.
Whoop.
Kennedy loses the handle. We've left Miller. Now he gives the start back to Foster. 3:25 and ticking. Valuable time escaping. Kennedy's layup, good. Layup or nothing, and they got the bucket. 6 points the difference. A two-possession game. Cole leads, top of the key. Coach Edwards on the bench. Talks to his guys right in front of him. Adams, Villa, Cherry, Copeland, and Eads. Cole going to drive to the hoop, scores, and a foul also going to be called. Waylon Kennedy called for the personal. Cole with the bucket and goes to the line. He's a 70.6% free throw shooter. His sister, Ella, a 76% free throw shooter. Both of them pretty strong from that spot.
Great job by Cole recognizing the defense following Nolan through the lane, and he just took it right behind him, Doug, with the finish.
Just kind of like following a play in football.
It was. I
mean, it opened up a hole, and he just took it.
Cole completes the three-point play. Three-point difference. Gordonsville 38, Clay 35. Tigers across the timeline. Kennedy with it. Puts on the brakes. Under pressure from Caden Copeland, who's checked in. Foster gives to A.G. A.G. defended by Cherry. Now back to Foster, defended by Eads. 2.5 minutes left. Foster.
Oh, jump ball.
Caden Copeland going to be called for the personal. Foster getting frustrated.
Yeah, good job by Copeland to get him frustrated. Kept his cool there, Caden did, and tied him up. I thought it might have been a jump ball, Doug, but stuck him with a foul.
It looked like we had him tied up right there.
Clay County faithful do not like the call, and I don't think they liked that Foster got away with just a little bit of frustration activity there at the end of it. Foster hits the free throw. He's in the line for two. In the bonus, makes it 39-35.
Foster, 20 with that one. Give him 21 to lead all scores.
5-point ball game, 40-35. Cole Leeds going to hand off to his classmate, Nolan Adams. The seniors work it back again to Cole. Nolan with it, drives inside, to the hoop, shot up, no good off the glass. Rebounded by Jay Foster. 2 minutes left in the contest. Foster ahead to Miller. Miller saves it, nearly knocked away by Nolan. And now it's keep-away time again. Clay County dialing up the intensity here. And here's a turnover. Juju Miller steals it. Goes to the rack. Shot no good off the underside of the hoop. No whistles blow, even though there was contact. Foster comes up with the rebound, dishes off. And goes down low now. Copeland called for contact, his third personal. I didn't have a good look. Could have been Villa's momentum alone that took him to the wall. Yeah. Might have been helped, though.
Well, what's been called tonight, there's enough contact that it should have been called.
Yeah, the way it's been called all night long,
yeah.
It would have been a foul, as Copeland does a good job to deny Foster the hoop. But now he's been shooting it well from the free throw, guys. He missed two early, but not one in a while.
Hits both of them now. Puts the Tigers up a 7. Clay County roving the ball in, trying to save every second they can. 90 seconds left in the contest. Nolan Adams out top. Uses a screen from Caden Copeland. Foul on the floor. Called against, I believe that's Kennedy. Waylon Kennedy picks up his third personal.
You have to think Coach Evers looking for a 3 off his set play.
Yeah, I would think.
Oh.
Stott steals the pass. He goes the other way, makes it a 9-point game. Things just got a little harder. 44-35. Coley, drought wing, dishes to Villa. Villa now to Nolan Adams. Nolan stops, fires the 3, short. Rebound Foster, goes out of bounds with it. And it's going to be Clay County ball. He was forced out. But
yeah, we definitely helped him get there.
No signal's been made yet, unless I missed it.
Yeah, Copeland playing some big minutes here of late, guys. I kind of like that chip he plays with on his shoulder. My kind of guy down there,
yep.
Battling with Foster.
Minute left. Dogs trail by 9. Aiden Cherry with it. Left wing. Gives to Nolan Adams. Nolan fires a 3. No good. Villa tries to keep it alive. He's out of bounds, though. 53 seconds left. Clay County 35, Gordonsville 44. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. We'll go ahead and take 1-2. We'll be back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Under a minute to play here, and Gordonsville has built a 9-point lead. They're up 44-35, Daniel, 53.3 seconds left.
Uphill battle here for the Dogs. Need 9 points. Only have 35 points. Have been hard to come by for both teams tonight. I believe it was a 19-17 game. 17-15, I guess it was, at the halftime.
Now they're trying to foul Foster, and it took three hacks to get him to the line.
I thought Cole had a pretty good hack on him. Didn't get nothing. So
Nolan Adams has expired. Fifth personal. And from the tip of the girls' game to here in the closing seconds of the boys, it's been a tough night in Joe Sims Gym.
Yeah, I kind of said it was going to be a fun night heading into this one. There hadn't been a whole lot to be happy about, that's for sure, if you're a Bulldog fan. And honestly, this was just a pretty tough one from both sides. To watch, to call, throughout, Doug.
Yeah. And like I said, both those have been frustrated all night and should be. You know, I appreciate several years. All they've asked for is to be consistent. It ain't been consistent. And that's affected play from all. This should have been a lot better ball game.
Right.
You know, not saying that we'd have won if it's PJ did, but it would have been a better ball game.
Yeah.
Substitutions here. On the floor, we got Parker Upchurch, Ethan Garner, Aiden Cherry, Cole Eads, and Juju Villa. 48.1 seconds left, 10 points the difference. Crazier things have happened. But if you've been tuned in, you just know it's that kind of night for Clay County. Cole Eads with it, going to have to get some points right now. Dishes off to Upchurch in the corner. His shot no good. Goes out of bounds off of Clay County. 38 seconds left.
Credit Gordonsville, you know, down the stretch here, a 7-0 run to close it out. Aiden Cherry, or Cole Leeds, got it to a three-point game with an and-one. Aiden Cherry also got it to a three-point game earlier on. It's been all Gordonsville since.
Cole Leeds ends up with the ball. He's fouled for A.G. Cole going to go to the line here. Third foul on A.G. First one's away and good for Cole. 9-point game. Hits them both. Makes an 8-point game. AG to work it in against pressure. Miller with it. Foul immediately called on Parker Upchurch. First personal against Parker. Warner Melton and Nolan Adams have both fouled out. Miller misses the first. Second one's away. Good. Back to a 9-point game. Dogs roll it in. Cole picks it up. 33 seconds on the clock. Fires a three, top of the key. No good. Kennedy the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Dogs going to dropped to 3-4 on the season here. Gordon's were going to improve to 4-5. Cole Eads called for the personal, just vying for positioning against Jay Foster on the inbound. Cole's second personal. Foster hits the free throw, and I'm not a give-up kind of guy, but this one's done.
Yep. When you get to that pin, that's that much time. It's not much you can do.
Foster makes an 11-point game. Coley's going to pick it up 24 seconds left. Dishes to Garner. Garner fires the three, no good. Rebound to AG. Actually, Aiden Cherry going to be called for the foul. AG didn't have possession of the ball. .4 seconds left. Rough night in Joe Sims Gym. Tough set of games. This one's ended up more lopsided as far as differential goes. 12 points the difference right now. Biggest lead of the night for Gordon's. Will make it 13. They've done a good job from the free throw line down the stretch. Jump ball call. Dogs will be on the road Friday from Community High School. We'll make that trip with them. Call our first ever ball game from down there. 5 seconds left in this one. Jay Foster going to just dribble it out. The Gordonsville Tigers have come on to Rob Edwards Court tonight and come away with a win. It's not a place they've won at very often. Final score, Gordonsville 50. Clay County 37. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Tough night here tonight in Joe Sims' gym. Both teams dropping their contest. Boys dropped to 3-4 after this action that we just called against the Gordonsville Tigers. We'll go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, they had a pretty good first quarter in this contest. Clay County led 15-11 at the end of one as Nolan Adams scored all nine of his points in that opening quarter. And, you know, again, we talked it up, or I did, about two of the best athletes going at it. And that's what we saw in that first quarter. Nolan Adams with nine, Jay Foster with seven, Doug. And it kind of set the stage for what we thought was going to be a pretty fun game. Just didn't turn out that way. A total of 10 points scored in the second. Clay County 2, Gordonsville 8. It was 19-17 in halftime, a two-point ball game. It was a five-point game, 32-27, headed into the fourth. And honestly, just ugly, ugly basketball here tonight. And Clay County falls as Gordonsville salts it away at the free throw line, 50-37. Dogs lose by 13.
Yeah, and I've said it a lot all night. I'm not just right on the officials, but it there was officiating well enough for either team to be able to just play basketball. And you want, as a fan, as a referee, as a coach, all of, you just want good, consistent where they can play, and we never had that tonight. Don't know if the outcome would be any different, but, you know, the game would have been better to watch, and the kids would have played different for you.
Yeah, I think so. And Daniel, this is you know, we've seen better basketball out of this Clay County team. We're kind of excited about the depth of this team, some of the newcomers, the seniors, and not tonight.
No, and the worst part, you know, I was like you. The biggest thing coming into this one was going back to the friendship game. Let's just have a good performance.
Right.
Win, lose, or draw, let's go out and feel better about it coming off of it. And for two games in a row, we don't have that good feeling. And, you know, the boys are going to get it together. But there is clearly still some stuff to work out. And I think part of it's just a chemistry standpoint. It's still a lineup that is playing together for the first time. Seventh game of the year. Only the fifth game since the football players have been back. And, hey, we ain't played a district game yet.
Right.
Still everything this team wants to accomplish in front of them, but clearly not what they wanted to accomplish tonight.
Right. And the other thing, when you look at it, I mean, again, you got to credit Gordonsville for putting it away late. But, hey, this is a Tiger team. You could ask Coach Biff right now, and I guarantee you he'd say, no, we didn't play well either today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, both of them going to agree. The game was the same on both ends. They was fortunate enough to get enough to win.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It pretty much was, as they put it away down the stretch for the 13-point victory. Jay Foster did have a big night. He finished with 26. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. A dozen of those coming at the free throw line. Just a really good player, really good free throw shooter. And but even to me, he didn't really get off like we've seen Jay Foster do, Doug.
No, he – his points was quiet points.
Yeah.
Usually, his points ain't quiet points. There's, you know,
yeah,
he makes a statement, you know, and you have to really do something with him early. And he never done that tonight as far as just take over. But consistently through the game, he scored.
He did. He led the way. All scores. Isaac Agee, 4 points. Christian Hawkins couldn't read my own writing, finished with two. Aiden Miller had five. Cameron Scott, eight. And Waylon Kennedy, five. For Gordonsville, for Clay County, Cole Eads leads the way with 11 points. Got a few of those there late. Nolan Adams, nine in this contest. They came in the first quarter. Aiden Cherry, 8 points. Warner Melton, five. And Jake Copeland, four for the Dogs. Again, who fall by 13, 50-37 to Gordonsville. And, again, I got to say, in an ugly basketball game.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bug Homes in Herman Springs. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one final promo. We'll come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live for the final time tonight from Joe Sims, Jim. Both teams dropping tough contests tonight to Gordonsville. We'll go ahead and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's action. Girls first. Very similar games in the way it got started. Both of them getting bogged down in foul calls and figuring out how to play. Somebody who did get some things figured out down the stretch came in with, a second half flourish of points. Thomas will hit on it in a minute. But that's junior shooting guard Natalie Smith. Of course, Natalie, two-year starter now, played a ton as a freshman as well, growing into to a veteran player here in the back half of her career. Good ball handler, good shooter, good defender, just does a lot of stuff well. And on what was a tough night tonight, there was a stretch there where she made some things happen, and we're going to need that from her as we go down the stretch of this season. And, just a tough night tonight. Not her favorite night, I know, as a Lady Dog, but still a night that she was our chosen top performer.
Yeah, and, you talked about averaging right at double figures. She got there tonight just under double figures. But it was kind of her attitude, Doug. I thought she was attacking the rim. Didn't necessarily get some things to go because she was being fouled when she got in there. But just kind of had a pretty good attitude, I thought, in under tough conditions as Clay County was trailing throughout that game. But it didn't matter what the score was to Natalie Smith.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't let how things were going to affect her. She just kept playing hard, and that's what you want to see. I mean, when things ain't going well, you still got to play hard, and she does that.
Well, one thing I see just looking at the season totals, she leads the team in 2-point percentage. And that's something when we need that automatic bucket, when we need that spark. A lot of times it's her doing it, 19 of 32 through the first six games of the year from that area. And that's where she likes to do a lot of her operating at, is a good slasher and driver. And a lot of them didn't fall tonight, to be honest about it. But, hey, nobody did. But she excels and leads the team in that area percentage-wise.
She does, and one thing that kind of maybe goes unnoticed is her length, especially on the defensive end, especially against this Gordonsville Tigerette team, Doug. She was one of the players that Clay County had that did have some length that could guard Brock and play some of these other longer-type girls, and that's what she brings is, she's a guard, she can handle the ball, but you see her tipping each game off. She jumped center for Clay County and just got great length as a player.
And length is huge in basketball. You got to be tall or have length, and she's got that length. And got a little height there, too, but she's got good length. So, she's a good, solid player.
Leads the team in block shots, second on the team in steals, and attributed to that wingspan length. Boys action. Got to talk about our senior transfer, Aiden Cherry. who come in, was really excited about hearing the news over the summer that he wanted to come to Clay County High School. Had watched him and admired him, honestly, in what he had been through as a player at Red Bull and Springs, always drawing the tough assignment from other oppositions and stuff on that squad. And, you know, late in this contest, hit a big three left wing and probably put it within five at that point or something, made it either a one- or two-possession game. Fortunately, it didn't work out down the stretch. I've called for him to be more confident out there and pull the trigger on it. Don't be so quick to give it up, because I know how talented a shooter he is. And I think as he does that a little bit more, it'll help this team be more well-rounded and have four double-digit leading scorers. He's right there at it already.
Yeah, and finished right under double figures tonight. Knocked down two big threes, you know, and he kind of ran the show in that third quarter with Nolan Adams on the bench, Doug. And I don't know, that's what I've been impressed with him. He can come out and he can lead this team and run the floor. And he plays with such calm confidence, I think. I know you're looking for him to become more of a scorer, which he's proven he can do with 31 already scored in a game this year. But just super impressed with the head of the young kid and the way he controls himself and honestly controls the whole team while he's out there. He's just kind of leading the way.
And, you know, going back to him, floor experience, he's got more floor experience than any player we've
sure.
got.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a key bringing it to us, too. And like I said, it's still that feeling out mode. Everybody get to where they got to be. You'll see it change. You're seeing it change. You know,
yeah.
It's, you know, tonight he stepped up a little different. And it'll change once he gets more comfortable, everybody gets comfortable with him. But it's just nice to have that senior
yes.
that has played the games to be able to come out on the floor and just keep that calm and in play. So
yeah, I think that's a great point. Just so stable out there in regards to that. You know, we talk about it all the time. In football, you think about a quarterback that throws an interception. What's his mindset going to be? You just got to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
It's all right. And you see that kind of mentality with Aiden Cherry. Tonight's TDS top performers, Natalie Smith and Aiden Cherry, brought to you as always by TDS Disposal. They are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders, and they are happy to take care of all of your waste management needs. We will be on the road for the first time in the 2026 season. We've got to sit right here in our cushy little spot atop Joe Sims Gym for each broadcast so far. Going to go on the road, and we love a road trip, and this is going to be a new one. I've never been to community high school. 2.5-hour trip on a Friday afternoon. Kind of looking forward to it, guys.
Yeah, we was fortunate enough, when my son was in, they just built that school down there. We always went to Camp Eagleville, and they threw a few games over there just because of the new school and everything. So it's going to be a good trip, good facility we're going to. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Anytime we get to call these Lady Dogs and Dogs, we're excited about it. And again, after tonight, it's their next opportunity to improve and come out and get a big win.
Absolutely. We look forward to being there to cover it. Couldn't do any of it, though, without two important groups of people. That's our listeners and our sponsors. We always thank you, and we want to do that again tonight. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for supporting the Horizon Sports Network as we support the Clay County Lady Dogs and Bulldogs in basketball. Folks, for Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.